impressive. Oh, thank you, Pepsi. It really, meant a lot.
It's a bond of... Well, you say it, Mr. Pizza.
Love. I love you, Pepsi. I'm a pizza, and I love Pepsi. There, I said it.
Pepsi, food good. Pepsi, it's the cola.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism.
Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
On today's episode of America's Least Wanted, the home invaders most likely to threaten your family are not human. Cockroaches can spread salmonella and trigger asthma attacks. Termites destroy billions of dollars in property each year. And stinging insects send 500,000 people to emergency rooms. Learn how to protect your family. Arm yourself with the facts at pestworld.org. A public service announcement from the National Pest Management Association.
There I was in my business suit, all dressed up, just uptight as I could possibly be. And I don't remember much of what was said at that first meeting. It was more the feeling of the meeting itself.
That's what has kept me going, is I know it works, and I see the people ahead of me with more sobriety. I see how happy they are, and I want that. I want that, too.
And what I notice about AA, it sort of helped you to relax and learn to really be happy with your sobriety. And to me, it's a richer life to live.
But that's exactly what Alcoholics Anonymous does. It teaches us how to live without drinking. It teaches us how to have fun and really enjoy life without drinking.
This program's given me the good life, the only good life I've ever known. And today, my life just works.
Alcoholics Anonymous. Phone or check your newspaper.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Out on the golf course, there are the obvious hazards. There's the pond, the bunker, the rough, the even rougher.
Yeah, put me down for an eight.
The giant maples. The row of houses out of bounds on the right. The angry flock of geese who've surrounded your ball. Even the occasional groundskeeper you had no clue was there. But if you think you found every possible hazard out there, think again. The hazard you missed could actually be a killer. It's the spot on your skin, the one that could be skin cancer. Fact is, if you're a man over 50, you're in a group most likely to develop skin cancer, including melanoma, the kind that kills one person every hour. One in five Americans is likely to develop a form of skin cancer during their lifetime. That's why your best shot is to check for a spot. It's easy. Follow through and check your skin. It could be the save of a lifetime. Go to spotskincancer.org to find out how. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
This is a KJEP Sports production of all things Jefferson County basketball. The Festus Tigers.
Garmin behind the back, no look pass to a wide open bank shot three from Abby Rickerman.
The Crystal City Hornets.
Top of the circle, three ball, Blake Eisenbeiss, yes sir. Tolik gets it right back, finds a wide open to Eisenbeiss from the wing, you bet.
The Herculaneum Black Cats.
Reuter picks right, drives left, stops, pops, and drops it home right over the outstretched arm of Eisenbeiss.
The Jefferson Blue Jays.
Now Null on the other end of the floor, left wide open, top of the key, you betcha.
The Jefferson College Vikings.
Steal by Johnson midcourt. Two on one fast break. Bounces to her right. Brown off the window and in. And the foul. Chest bump. Brown and Johnson. It's a 12-point lead with two to play.
KJEP is always there to bring you the action. We live for the dramatics. KJEP Sports is your home for Jefferson County basketball. Now, let's go out to the game with KJEP Sports Director Matt Greenwood.
And welcome to Jefferson High School. I am Matt Greenwood. Alongside me, my broadcast partner tonight, it is Blake Holland. And it's the fifth annual Hoops for Hope Classic. Jefferson Herkey, girls varsity, boys varsity. Doubleheader action for you tonight on KJEP, MIMOinfo.com, and on the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. What a great event for a great cause, raising money for families impacted by cancer. And Andrea and Bill Hammock, the reason behind this classic. And what a great event. The JV girls got all of this started at 3:45 this afternoon, and it has been a packed house ever since, and it's going to get even more packed as varsity gets ready to play. Currently, the end of the JV boys game is wrapping up, and so we'll have varsity girls coming up here in just a little bit. But several things to get to on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lettington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their families serve your family. That's Highway 32 in St. Genevieve on the Outer Service Road at the Lettington exit and online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. And I actually got a chance to speak to Bill Hammock and Andrea Hammock before the during the JV game. And we'll go ahead and listen to what they had to say about this Hoops for Hope Classic. And then we'll talk to Riley Blair of the Herkey Girls and Brandon Joins of the Herkey, or the Jefferson Boys, Jefferson Girls, beg your pardon. The drum struck up, the band struck up. It's kind of hard to think here, Blake, but we do have all that coming up for you on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, so let's get to it. We're going to come back in 1 minute with Bill and Andrea Hammock here on KJFF.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, neighbor. Hey, I noticed the new landscaping around your yard. Looks nice.
Hey, thanks. We're doing some home improvements, and we did it all with Potosi Lumber.
Really?
We replaced cabinets, added new carpets, put in storm doors, customized replacement windows, and more.
It's time for home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Matt Greenwood on the Fleas Equipment pregame show speaking to Bill and Andrea Hammock. And their names, if their names aren't familiar to you, they will be here in just a second because they're the reason why this Hoops for Hope Classic is going on here at Jefferson R7. We got girls and boys games tonight, obviously girls coming up here in just a little bit. And Bill and Andrea, so glad to actually get a chance to meet you guys. And I talked to Jason about this event, and he did a great job diving into some of the specifics about, you know, tonight and sort of what's going on with the raffles and that sort of thing. But just to get a closer perspective to you know, what this event means as a whole. This is a Herculaneum Jefferson community event, also Jefferson Grandview, as you explained to me before we started this interview. But 2014 was kind of the year it all got started. Tell us why you guys came up with this idea.
Well, in 2014, I lost my father to brain cancer. It was kind of a sudden thing, unexpected. And I didn't really feel like I had closure with my father, so I was trying to come up with an idea, you know, to kind of honor him. And so that's kind of what the idea, how it started. I approached Jefferson, the coaches at the time, the administration, they all got on board and let us go ahead and do it. We had six sponsors get on board and back us. And without those guys in that year one, it probably never would have happened.
And here's the thing, as you told me before we started as well, that you are an employee of Herculaneum, the school district. So it was sort of, you know, an easy access for you to go ahead and you know, come to somebody and say, hey, we want to do this. Can you kind of fill us in as to who you reached out to first about this idea and specifically who's helped you guys along with this whole process the last 5 years?
Yeah, there's been a lot of people I really have to thank. You know, first I approached the Jefferson administration. They got on board. But without the Herky coaches, specifically Riley Blair, who's the girls' coach, they gave up their home games. The Jefferson Herky games on 2015 were supposed to be at Herky. They gave those games up, brought them down here so we could get all the boys and games, girls' games in sync and do a four-game night. Rob Bradshaw was the athletic director at the time, and he supported us too. So without those guys' support, you know, we wouldn't have been able to make it happen either.
And you mentioned six sponsors. I know are the people here at the game are going to find out who they are between the end of the girls' game and the start of the boys' game because there's going to be a presentation for them. But for those that are just sort of listening on the radio and aren't here to hear this, who are the sponsors? And just tell us, you know, how they've been involved in this process.
Well, from year one, what we did, we tried to think of ways we could raise money. So what we wanted to do, we wanted to provide shirts for every basketball player, every coach, and then also those shirts would be able to be purchased from the public. These six sponsors got on board, paid for the shirts, got their names on the back, and we sold the shirts, and that's how we were able to raise the money. So the sponsors are Thomas Industrial Coatings, Chris Morrison State Farm Insurance Agency, SMF Contracting, Saipaul, GM Power, Twin City Toyota, and one individual, Dane McGraw, who got on board just straight out of pocket. His family supports us too. So those six people mean a great deal to us.
Bill, I know this is sidetracking from this, but I got to ask you, how'd you become a Packers fan? Because I'm a big Packers fan myself.
Oh, it's just, you know, I've always dreamed of going to Lambeau. I'm just an old school football guy. I like the cold. I like the history of the team. I was a huge Reggie White fan, you know, and I mean, who wasn't?
Right.
So, yeah, it's just a dream of mine. We were supposed to go to Lambeau a couple years ago and got derailed, but we hope to go again soon.
Well, I hope you get that chance and, I don't know, maybe etch my name into the
sidewalk or something. I don't know, some chalk. Find some chalk or something.
We'll see what we can do. We'll bring you back some grass or something from Waymo. Cheesehead, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I ruined my first and only one, so that would be nice to be able to replace that. No, I'm just kidding. But, Andrea, you've been obviously alongside Bill this entire time, and I just want to get your thoughts and your perspective on this event and this Hoops for Hope and just sort of having this all happen and be a part of y'all's lives.
So it's, we don't like the attention, and it's, we don't do it for us at all. We do it to bring help to families that are suffering, if they're in a financial strain and they need the help. And then just a couple years ago, we started doing presents for the kids in the family, just to let them know that what they do is not going unnoticed, and just to help them know that we're behind them and the love that they're showing for their parents. And it's not easy going through cancer with a parent, so just to let them know also that what they do matters.
Right. And I think just to sort of clear some things up, because my assumption was that it was a student in one of these communities that had the cancer. Is that incorrect, correct? Who does the money, you know, benefit?
So it just depends on what is the situation for that year. So okay. This year we have a student of ours that has been cleared but has been through the cancer battle and had surgery and everything. So he's one of our kids that will benefit tonight, and then also a mom that has kids in our district that will be the recipient tonight.
All right. Well, I think it's more than awesome that you guys were able to come up with this idea. Jefferson Herculaneum helping put this together. And just so glad to meet you guys. And we'll let you enjoy the games. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I hope you enjoy the game. It's going to be a packed house. Yeah. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, it's quite warm, actually. It's I'm already sweating just being in there. So thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you very much.
You.
That is Bill and Andrea Hammock. The big reason why we have this Hoops for Hope Classic tonight on KJFF. So we'll step aside here and come back with our pregame interview with Brandon Joins of the Lady Blue Jays.
Hot and Ready Pizza is here at your Little Caesars in Herculaneum. They have their famous Little Caesars combo for just $5. And for dinner, pick up a Hot and Ready cheese, pepperoni, or sausage pizza for just $5.55. Or a five-meat feast, and I mean feast, for just $9. That's Little Caesars off I-55 at the Herculaneum exit behind Cracker Barrel. Open at 10:30, 7 days a week. And be sure to use the Little Caesars app when ordering.
Matt Greenwood back on the Fleagues Equipment pregame show. Speaking of Brandon Joins, head coach of the Lady Blue Jays. And, Coach, let's go ahead and jump right into the matchup here during this Hoops for Hope Classic. The Herculaneum girls, Paige Fowler, is certainly a name that sort of pops off the page. Kind of your assessment of her and what you've seen of this Herky team.
From an individual basis, for her development alone has come a long ways. She's a lot more willing to go in the post. She likes to do her – sorry, we had people walk by. She likes to get the job done down there. Last year she was a lot more perimeter player. She would handle the ball a little more, and they aren't needing that as much, especially with Metcalf up top. She's a smart girl with the ball, and if she takes care of it, then they don't have to pull people they don't want to out. And so you might as well use her size, because obviously she's still growing a little bit too, which is obviously advantageous for them. But you know, hey, we know what they are. They're going to try to run. We're going to try to run. They're going to be aggressive defensively. We're going to be aggressive defensively. There's not going to be a huge surprise with that. It's going to be who comes out more game ready from the get-go. The gym's going to be loud. Everything's going to be ready to go. We know that. It's just, can you harness it for the good of your team?
All right. Good answer, Coach. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Brandon Joins, head coach of the Jefferson Lady Blue Jays, joining us here on the Fleagues Equipment pregame show.
We're already thinking spring at Mineral Area College, because now is the time to register for Mineral Area College's spring classes. The new semester starts January 14th. Whether you take classes during the day, at night, or online, reserve your spot soon to get the classes you need to excel. Spring semester starts January 14th, so register online at mineralarea.edu or call student services to get started. It starts here at Mineral Area College.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Green will be back with the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, speaking to our second half of the matchup tonight on the girls' side. The Herculaneum Lady Blackcats head coach Riley Blair. And coach, let's go ahead and just sort of dive right into it. Jefferson loves the up-tempo style game, and you guys like the same. So when it comes down to it, just sort of, you know, beyond just the tempo of the game and being sort of fast-paced, what are you looking forward from your girls to sort of, you know, get this win tonight? What's it going to take?
You know, I think we're going to have to slow them down and transition. We're not going to be able to give them a lot of transition buckets. I think if we can do that, I think that's going to be a key factor in the game. The other thing is we're going to have to be able to utilize our post play. I think we'll be able to handle them a little bit better in the post, and I think we're going to try to do that. And, you know, if we can do that, I think those two things, I think, are the keys of the game.
Yeah, Coach Joins, we just spoke to him, and he had mentioned the same thing, that Paige Fowler is certainly a great post presence and someone that has started to rely on getting into the post and you know, working in the paint. What sort of behind her development, Coach, here, Paige Fowler, and sort of behind her development and her, you know, her willingness to do a lot of the dirty work in the paint nowadays?
You know, she's a kid that's been a part of basketball from a very young age, and she puts a lot of time and work ethic in the off season. Plays on a couple AAU teams and just really gets after it and plays all year round, and you know, really takes pride in what she does, and I think that's going to pay off for her. Being only a sophomore, and she's just now starting to play the way she's capable of playing, and I think she's just continued to get better every week. So, you know, she's going to be somebody that's going to be do a lot of great things at Herculaneum, and looking forward to that.
All right, Coach Blair, appreciate your time. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks. Appreciate all the coverage.
That is Riley Blair, head coach of the Lady Blackcats, joining us here on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Starting lineups tip off next.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the things to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ink for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive, next door to Dollar General, and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at ParklandRx.com.
Matt Greenwood back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. It is the fifth annual Hoops for Hope Classic. It's the girls' game first, followed by the boys. So doubleheader action for you tonight on KJF and MIMOinfo.com. Both teams finishing up their warm-ups, the Lady Blackcats and the Lady Blue Jays. Let's get to your Presbyterian Manor starting five. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. On the Herky side, they're led by head coach Riley Blair. They are 8-7 on the year. This will be their first JCAA conference small schools game. And his starting five are as follows. Number 12, Emma Vaughn. Number 22, Taylor Metcalf. Number 35, Ashley Kroom. Number 43, Paige Fowler, the team leader in points per game. And then number 45, Angelica Wooten. For the Jefferson Blue Jays, their Presbyterian Manor starting five, as they are led by head coach Brandon Joins. Their team 10-6 and 1-0 in the small schools conference standings. He starts off right off the bat with number 11, Abby Chips, softball and track star, as well as number 13, Heidi Hurst, number 14, Lainey Smith, number 22, Gracie Fish, and number 23, Maddie Fuller. Of course, Hurst, Smith, Fish, and Fuller, all members of the Jefferson volleyball team, who got 30 wins this year, the most in program history. So those are your Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live, starting fives for Jefferson and Herculaneum. And coming up next after this break will be the New Era Bank tip-off. Again, it's the Hoops for Hope Classic, the fifth annual, and it's here at Jefferson High School and on KJF Radio.
Can you believe how fast 2018 flew by? It had the speed of a bad boy mower, moving on and mowing things down. Hi, it's Hannah. My dad Greg, mom Christy, brother Hunter, myself, and the entire staff at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment want to thank you for your business in 2018. Thanks to you, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is one of the top dealers for LS Tractors and Bad Boy Mowers, not just in Missouri, but in the nation. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, LS Tractors, and Bad Boy Mowers offer you the best quality brands at the best prices. We want you to walk away knowing you have the best for the best price, and that will continue on in 2019 and beyond, because Kohl's Tractor and Equipment isn't just another big box store that's here today and gone tomorrow. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a locally owned family business. We do business in the communities we serve and we live, work, and play here too. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment thanks you and looks forward to serving you in 2019. Don't forget to visit Kohl's Tractor and Equipment on Facebook. Mow with an attitude and lead the herd. Don't just follow it.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Flu season is here. The fact is, millions of Americans will have the flu this year, but you can stay healthy by getting your flu vaccination.
The staff at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center will make the process quick and easy for you and your family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment or walk in to any of our primary care service locations.
Welcome to our family tree.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. Glad you're spending your Friday evening with us. Blake Holland is my broadcast partner tonight, and we are at Jefferson High School for the 5th annual Hoops for Hope Classic featuring the Herculaneum and Jefferson basketball programs. And before we dive into the New Era Bank tip-off, as the starting five here are being announced to the crowd, let's go ahead and get to your Doe Run Company weather forecast for the Jefferson County area over the next few days. The Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals that we need to power our future. Looking at 38 degrees currently, it will get colder this evening, looking at a low of about 35. And a 70% chance of rain this evening beginning after about 7 o'clock, so here at about 30 minutes. We are looking at an east-southeast wind at 11 miles an hour. Air quality is moderate, feels like 30, 93% humidity, and the air quality index is at 56. And that is the forecast for tonight. Tomorrow morning, expecting some rain before 7 a.m., and then it will become snow afterwards. And we will hit a low of about 25 by 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. And that's when the National Weather Service is calling for most of that snow to move out of the area, is around the afternoon and evening hours. So expect some rain and snow in the morning in Jefferson County. That's your Doe Run Company weather forecast. Well, the lights are out. The spotlights are shining on the walls as they announce the Jefferson Blue Jays starting five. And let's go ahead and reintroduce the starting five for the Blue Jays. And we've got number 11, Abby Chips, number 13, Heidi Hurst, number 14, Elaney Smith, number 22, Gracie Fish, and number 23, Maddie Fuller. And for the Herculaneum girls, their Presbyterian men are starting five is number 12, Emma Vaughn, number 22, Taylor Metcalf, number 35, Ashley Kroom, number 43, Paige Fowler, and number 45, Angelica Wooten. The New Era Bank tip-off, where it's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at neweraBank.com. That's New Era Bank, member FDIC. It appears that at center court for Herky and for Jefferson, it is Herky's number 35, Ashley Kroom, and Jefferson's number 14, Laney Smith, and it's Kroom and the Black Cats that win the New Era Bank tip-off. And right to the bucket, a layup try no good by Emma Vaughn, and then a loose ball foul is going to be called on the Black Cats. Bigger part of that was Metcalf that missed the layup there. So that's how we start, and actually they say the ball went out of bounds underneath. So it is Jefferson ball for the first time tonight as they go right to left, and the whistle there that you just heard is along that far sideline, and the ball was tipped out of bounds by the Black Cats. They'll inbound it to Laney Smith. Smith tries to lob it to the corner, and it's stolen by Metcalf. Metcalf to lead a two-on-two, dribbles to her knees, lost it. Ball bounces right to Paige Fowler, and Fowler uses the glass to score, and the Black Cats are off and running at a 2-0 lead with 7:20 to play in the first. Deep two from the near corner is good for Abby Chips. And then a push foul is going to go on the Blue Jays. Laney Smith picking it up. Got a little too handsy with Metcalf on the way up the floor, and the official right behind the play makes the call. So that is the first foul of the game, and it goes to Laney Smith. Blake, it's going to be absolutely incredible this evening. The crowd has been electric ever since we walked through the doors about an hour and a half ago, and it's expected to get even louder as Fowler blows the layup there, contested by the Blue Jays. And here's Jefferson coming up the floor. A pass by Chips is behind her teammate, Gracie Fish. She's able to tip it towards Laney Smith, who now has it left of the key. Overhead pass, skip pass to the corner. Abby Chips, another deep two, and that hangs on the front rim after hitting back iron, but still falls out. Rebound. Black Cats up into the front court quickly is Kroom. Kroom weaving her way around to the wing. Herky going left to right. West to east, if you will. Here's a three-pointer put up. Misses. And loose ball by the side of the rim is knocked away by the Blue Jays. The three-pointer there from Angelica Wooten did not go through. 2-2 ball game, 6:31 to play. Quarter number one here on KJFF. Inbound from the right of the basket goes to Wooten. Wooten brings the ball from behind her back, and a little baby hook right there about 2 feet away gets the shot to go through, and Herky is up 4-2. In the corner with it, Maddie Fuller puts up a shot from 18 feet. No good. Offensive rebound. Laney Smith tries to go back up through arms. Got hacked across and will toe the line for two.
You know, Matt, it looked like right there the two Herky defenders didn't know which one was going to grab it there, and then R7 just went ahead and grabbed it and went up for another foul.
So Laney Smith, her right foot forward, throws up the free throw and gets it to go. Laney Smith converting one of her two Coldwell Banker Holsey free throws, looking to go 2 for 2 at the line, and she does.
And that's good for her there. She's only a 57% free throw shooter there, so hitting both of those down early in the game is going to be key for her.
Emma Vaughn passed from the key to Fowler, started at the free throw line, got all the way to the rim, missed the layup, but there for the backside rebound and put back is Wooten, and she's got four, and Herky is up 6-4. Smith, lob pass to the corner, tipped and stolen by Vaughn, running along the sideline, left side of the floor, takes dribbles all the way to the rim, throws it to the right for Fowler along the baseline right block, and she can't handle it, lost it out of bounds, but last touch by the Blue Jays. It'll be Fowler with the skateboarder's knee pads on, ready to inbound the ball for the Black Cats, holds it above her head and throws it towards the right of the key. Metcalf, the recipient, airballs the three, it will land out of bounds into the front row, if you will, that's been set up with chairs. That's how big this crowd is. They've got to put chairs along the baseline just to fit everybody in. So it's now Jefferson ball on the air ball from Metcalf. Chips has the ball in her hands on the right side of the floor. Throws it to the other wing. And a three-pointer there is off the mark by Heidi Hurst, but an offensive rebound for the Blue Jays. Then a pass to the wing. Laney Smith nearly lost it, gets it, steps into a shot. Too strong. Offensive board again. Top of the key three, blocked. Loose ball picked up. Jefferson will try a fourth shot, and this one touches every bit of the rim and finally drops through for Gracie Fish, and we're all tied up at six.
If you're Herky there, that's got to be frustrating. I mean, four straight offensive rebounds or collective stops there. That's got to be frustrating.
And a turnover there by the Black Cats. Wooten looking for Fowler. Intervening was Fish, and then Fish got hooked. 5 minutes to play in this first quarter. Wooten's going to take a seat, and coming in for the Black Hats is Caitlin Huber, number 44.
I heard that little pun you put in there, Matt. Fish getting hooked. Wow.
I'm glad you recognized that, Blake. That was just for you. We resume action here after the substitution. It's Jefferson. Ball and a floater in the lane is good by the lefty Fuller. And the Blue Jays have their first lead of the night, 8-6. 4:35 to play here in the first. Fowler doing all the ball handling up the floor. As soon as she gets rid of it, travel's called on Ashley Kroom. We talked about it in our segment earlier this afternoon on Sports Talk, Blake, that Herculaneum turns the ball over quite a bit. 22 turnovers per game this season. They're already up to about two or three here, but Jefferson equaling them on the turnover side as well. Here's a lefty three from Fish that misses everything except for the bottom of the rim. And Herky's running the floor the other way. They stop it. Pass to the mid-block left side. Fowler bounce pass through the lane. Finds her teammate Huber, who kisses one off the window and in from about 5 feet out. Some bench production for the Black Hats early on as we are all tied up at eight apiece. Smith throws it to Chips in the corner. Extra pass to the wing and a three-pointer well off the mark by Heidi Hurst. Airballed it to the right. It lands in the front row of two along the baseline right to our left, and it will be Herculaneum basketball. Keep in mind we are up on a stage in the corner of the Jefferson High School gymnasium. So at this moment, it's Jefferson, their offense coming towards us. Herky's offense going away from us. Two airballed shots by the Black Hats and Chips out and running. Trackstar all the way to the hoop. Metcalf in her way, and Metcalf draws a charge. And Coach Blair for the Black Hats at the end of the bench, clapping his hands, loving the defense by Taylor Metcalf as an offensive foul goes on Chips. Two team fouls apiece. First one for Chips. Herky quick inbound all the way to the cup, throwing it up, taking the shot, or making the shot, I should say, but a charge is called. Got ahead of myself there. Emma Vaughn gets called for a charge, and now Coach Blair, not liking that call, claps his hands the same as his girl getting the blocking call.
Back-to-back charge fouls there. That's kind of a rare occurrence there, Matt.
Isn't it? Wing pass, Chips to the top, stolen by Metcalf. Metcalf stops at the top of the key on the other side, then throws a pass to the mid-block. Huber settles it and then throws it to Fowler to the left. She misses a shot. Huber offensive rebound. Put back try, no good. And what do we have here? We have a whistle and a foul.
I think it's an over-the-back call.
And it appears to be on Fowler. No, it's on Huber. Beg your pardon. That is number one. Caitlin Huber, 6 feet tall. Paige Fowler, 5'11", could certainly pose an issue for the Blue Jays here with their tallest player about 5'7". Here's Chips in the corner to the wing for Smith. Cross-court pass taken by Fish. Back the other way, and then Metcalf steals. Metcalf to the cup. Finger rolls it off glass, off front rim and in. And Taylor Metcalf is on the score sheet for the first time tonight as the Black Hats up by two once more, 10-8, 2:53 to play.
And Herky's defense is really jumping the gaps there, getting those turnovers and making fast chance points.
McDonald's fast break layup there for Taylor Metcalf. Back-to-back buckets for number 22. And Herky has their largest lead of the night, 12-8, 2:45 to play. And Coach joins the Blue Jays once a 30-second Patches Furniture timeout. And we'll give it to him right here on KJF.
The Jefferson County YMCA is excited to offer their 2019 golf outing at the new Topgolf location in Chesterfield, Missouri on Friday, February 8th. Compete between bays with your one- or three-person team. Players will receive breakfast, lunch, a beverage, and more. Please consider supporting the Jefferson County Y by becoming a sponsor or participating in this fun new golf outing. For more information, contact Debbie Siebert at 636-931-9622.
Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College, your next step. And for us, that means a stage situated in the corner of Jefferson High School. Watching some excellent girls basketball here tonight as out of the joints timeout, the Blue Jays hit a three with a righty three-pointer from Heidi Hurst. And all five Jefferson starters have scored as they're now down by 1 point, 12-11. And Herky rushing the offense, tries a pass down low to the baseline, and it's off the fingertips of Kroom and out of bounds. Turnover, Black Cats. 12-11, Herky leads here in quarter number one. Laney Smith has the ball across the timeline, steps in front of the volleyball line, gets a screen at the right of the key, goes back to her left with the pass. First looking for back-to-back threes. Back iron miss on this one, though. And a rebound there by Huber of the Black Hats. Hands it off to Kroom. Quickly touches it over to Metcalf. Crosses the timeline left to right. Goes to the right side of the floor. Huber has it. Mid-block extended. Looking to make a move. Finally does to the paint. Stops there. Defender falls backwards. Shot by Huber. No good. A fight for the rebound and a whistle. And it looks like Kalen Huber, a bigger part, and that is number 12 for Herky, Emma Vaughn, that picks up the loose ball foul. That's her first personal, and that is the team's fifth. Five team fouls for the Black Cats, two for the Blue Jays. Here's Smith on the near side of the floor as the Blue Jays going right to the left on your radio dial, but coming right at us on the offense. Chips, extra pass to the paint, and from inside the lane, the shot there by Fuller is just hung off the right side of the rim and is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Black Cats. So it's going to be Gracie Fish, who's got 2 points on the night, to inbound from the baseline, lobs it up to the top of the key, and Laney Smith is called for traveling. Smith threw a head fake in front of Metcalf, started to her right, but shuffled the feet first and got called for it. And, of course, the shouts from the Herky student section right in front of our stage here saying, you can do that.
It's getting kind of old, don't you think, Blake?
Oh, yeah, it's a little outdated. I think they need to come up with a new one.
Fowler, errant shot on the way to the rim for Herky. And what do we have here? A tie-up, I believe. Yep, a tie-up. Possession arrow favors the Blue Jays. 1:25 to play in quarter number one. It's 12-11 Herky. First matchup of the season for these two. Here's Smith lobbying it into the corner. Chip saves it from going out of bounds. Right to her teammate. And they'll swing it around the perimeter and then dump it down low to the right block extended. And a reach-in foul is going to go on the Black Cats, as checking in for the Blue Jays first time tonight is Katrin Couture. Ashley Kroom tagged with her first personal. Inbound from the baseline. Fish lobs it up towards Couture. Then shovels it over to Heidi Hurst. Another 22-foot three-pointer is no good. On the rebound, Metcalf got fouled. Laney Smith reaching in. That's her second personal. Laney Smith, the leading scorer for the Jefferson Blue Jays, now into some foul trouble. And I take that back. Jenna Kurtois leads the Blue Jays, but just by 0.2 more points than Laney Smith. So, you know, tomato, tomato, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's a corner three airballed by Kroom. Long rebound over to the opposite corner. Two bodies hit the floor. A Blue Jay and a Black Cat. And it looks like Fish is holding the back of her head as they called a push foul.
And that's already seven fouls by Herky here in just the first quarter.
So one and one opportunity for the Blue Jays. 53.4 seconds left in this first quarter. Coach Joynes pacing up and down in front of the Blue Jays sideline. Hands behind his back as Coach Blair on the other side goes into a squat, and missing the free throw was Gracie Fish. Black Cats with the rebound up ahead. Metcalf, wing three, airballed it. Players let the ball go out of bounds. It will be Blue Jay basketball. 42 seconds to play, inbound to Laney Smith, going right to left on your radio dial for Jefferson. Crosses over from left to right. Fowler stops her at the block at the high elbow, and Laney Smith forced to give it up. She does. Laney Smith gets it back. Wing three. That one is short. Rebound to the free throw line. Fowler scoops it up, flips it over to Metcalf. Up ahead, Metcalf taking on two Blue Jay defenders, and her shot is blocked. Fuller sticking out the left hand. Here's a behind-the-back dribble for Smith up the other way. Smith's shot blocked by Fowler. Fowler to lose it two-on-two with 10 seconds to play. Goes to the right of Fuller and lays it up off glass and in. 7 seconds to go. 14-11 Herky. Smith, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, stops. And three-pointer from the top is blocked by Fowler again. And that's how the first quarter ends. Herky 14, Jefferson 11. We've got another exciting 24 minutes left to go in this contest. Stick with us. We're right back in 60 seconds on KJF.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers, have the kids choose from the kids menu, and then for yourself, how about something from the all-you-can-eat menu, like double crunch shrimp, famous Applebee's riblets, or chicken tenders, all served with our signature coleslaw and endless fries. Go to Applebee's.com to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers, doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893 or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Back for the start of the second quarter, Matt Greenwood, Blake Holland with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. And it's a 14-11 Herky lead, and they go right to the rim. A Fowler, her shot from the right side is blocked, gets the loose ball, goes right back up with it, misses off the side of the rim, gets her own rebound and once more, puts it up and got fouled. And Coach Blair is irate on the floor. He's going to take a little shot at the official who called an over-the-back call on Fowler. That's her second personal, if I'm not mistaken. So Fowler making a big impact here tonight. Couple of block shots in the final 30 seconds of the first quarter. Coach Blair still upset about everything. And well, let's see, the officials are going to call, or they're going to blow the whistle because one of them dropped theirs. And they didn't want any of the basketball players to trip over it or slip on it on their way up the floor, so they interrupted the Jefferson play. Coach Blair, I think, has finally come to an understanding that he needs to quiet down a little bit, not get that technical, as what do we have here? A foul on the play. And that's going to go on Fowler. And that is now officially her second personal. Just another...
That was kind of a knick-knack kind of foul there. She was just trying to fight through a screen, it looked like, and she got called on a foul.
So that is team foul number 9. Free throw up, hangs on the front rim, falls through for Couture, but a lane violation goes on the Blue Jays. Heidi Hurst put her right foot forward too soon. By the way, I did see Coach Blair throw a finger at the scoreboard saying, hey, refs, look at the foul disparity. Right now, it's 9 for the Herky Black Hat team and 3 for the Jefferson
team. That's another one right there.
Another little ticky-tack push foul from behind as it was Jenna Kurtois trying to work her way up the floor after the steal there. And that is already 10 team fouls by the Black Hats. Double bonus. That means 2 free throws automatically on all defensive fouls.
Yeah, we have 7:24 left here in the second quarter, so this could be a long quarter here if they get the double bonus.
Kurtois misses her first free throw. It was 14-11, Herky after the first quarter. Kurtois, the leading scorer for the Blue Jays by 0.2 points over her teammate, volleyball teammate as well, Lainey Smith. And she is able to convert the second free throw, so Jefferson down 2. And what do we have here? Another foul on the Black Cats? No. This time it's on Jefferson. And it looked like Metcalf was fouled in the act of shooting. And so she will get to go to the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line. Coldwell Banker Holsey, they move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com.
It looks like Metcalf here is a 53% free throw shooter, so let's see if she can hit both or knock one down.
Metcalf squats, rises, rainbow shot is good from the line. Metcalf had 4 first quarter points. Now she's got 5. As a team, Herky, a 48% free throw shooting team. Although Metcalf looked pretty good on that. Goes 2 for 2 at the trip on the line. And at 16-12, Black Hats as they match their largest lead. Here's a jump pass to Chips from corner to corner. And a deep two there is good by Abby Chips. Chips has found her spot that she likes to shoot from, and she's 2 for 3 from there.
That short little mid-range game is where she's been shooting a lot of her shots already in this game.
Ashley Kroom gets a screen at the elbow. Fowler then cuts. Fowler receives a pass. Fowler sticks it through. Paige Fowler with 6 for the Black Hats. Up the other way. Kurtois takes on Kroom. Puts up the shot. No good. But drew the foul. 11 team fouls by the Black Hats.
It's 11-4 on the foul distribution there.
Kurtois takes her time at the free throw line and misses the first. Kurtois, also not just an excellent volleyball player, but track star as well. Signed on with Maryville, if I remember correctly. And she misses a second free throw. Herkey strips down the rebound and going coast to coast with it and getting the shot to go is number 23, Jordan Allen. Jefferson turns it over. Herkey, three on the other side. Metcalf short, long rebound to the free throw line. Groom hits the deck, so do a couple of Blue Jays and Black Hats. It's Jefferson scooping it up and running the other way. Looking at the ball while dribbling it up ahead is Hurst. Stops on the far wing. Goes over to Kurtois. Lob pass from along the baseline. Intended target chips. Stolen by Metcalf once more. She's got a few tonight. Bounce pass to the mid block for Fowler. And a wraparound foul is going to go on Hurst.
And it looks like here these refs are going to call every little thing that in this game. They're not going to let them play really a lot of physical, it looks like.
You know, Coach Blair mentioned Blake in the preview, in the pregame interview, talking about slowing down the Blue Jay offense. I think the officials are going to do that for him.
Yeah, it looks like it.
So we'll see. That's only five team fouls by the Blue Jays. Here's an inbound from underneath the basket, right into the hands of Kroom, who cannot hit from point blank range. Up the other way, Kurtois blows a layup, but the ball fell to her right where Chips was there, and then Chips can't stick it in off glass. Here's Metcalf, 40 foot outlet pass to Kroom, fouled. Miffs a shot from the left side of the rim. Got cut underneath. And Kroom will toe the line for a pair. Metcalf really making an impact here tonight, Blake. Stealing the ball, putting up some good shots. She's got six, and she's just really getting herself heavily involved in the game tonight.
Yeah, she's playing all over the place tonight, making defensive and offensive plays, getting her team involved as well.
Ashley Kroom able to get the first free throw to fall. And the second one follows through as well. 22-14, the Lady Black Hats in the lead. Their largest of the night, 5:40 to play in the second quarter. Kurtois spins off Fowler, bounces it into the corner. Chips, and Chips knew she traveled with it.
And that's already eight off turnovers there by R7.
Inbound for Fowler, full court press. Called upon by Coach Joins. Now one drops off. Fowler gets the inbound to Metcalf, bounces it back to Fowler. Fowler up the middle of the floor, crosses the timeline, then lost the ball at the wing. Two-on-one fast break. Kurtois to Chips. Back to Kurtois. Fouled on the shot. And Kurtois unable to stick it through, but she will get to go to the free throw line for free throws number 5 and 6 of the night. Kurtois gets the ball from the man in stripes, spins it, bounces it three times, rises. Rainbow free throw is good. The Lady Black Hats are 8-7 this year. This is our first JCAA Small Schools Conference matchup this season, as they are 2-2 in 2019. Kurtois gets the second free throw to fall, and she's now 3-6 at the charity stripe, and the Blue Jays back down 6, 5:18 to play. Metcalf, bounce pass along the top of the key to Kroom to the mid-block drive. Bounce pass through the paint for Fowler. Fowler from 4 feet out cannot get the friendly roll. Rebound underneath by Kurtois. Kurtois going coast to coast, lost the ball on her way up. And what do we have here? It appears that Metcalf was able to come down on top of the ball and roll it off of Kurtois' fingertips and out of bounds. So a turnover there by the Blue Jays, number 9 on the night. Here's Metcalf taking the inbound, going all the way up the floor, running side by side Chips, and she just clipped her enough. Metcalf going to the floor, not able to get the shot up, but she will go to the free throw line for a pair. Well, I will say this, when fouls aren't being called, the action is super fast.
And we called it earlier in the sports talk. We said that this is going to be a fast-paced game. Who knows what's going to happen here? And aside from some calls from the refs slowing the game down a little bit, if they're not calling it, I mean, they're just moving the ball up and down the floor.
Apparently, it wasn't in the act of shooting, so it was a 1-1 from Metcalf. She missed an offensive rebound for Fowler. She went to work but missed the shot as it spun out. Here's Kurtois for the Blue Jays. On the far side of the floor, it's a Chips in the corner. Lob pass to the opposite corner, and a deep two is good from the southpaw Fuller. Backcourt press, Blue Jays, three in the back. No pressure, though, on the ball. Here's Metcalf bringing it up the middle of the floor, steps on the Blue Jay beak, lobs it down low to Wooten. No post-up move there. Instead goes to the wing for Kroom from the left side. Misses the three ball. And a rebound at the mid-block for Couture. Couture hands it off to Kurtois. 4:12 to play. Kurtois with the black headband. Lobs it into the corner. Chips. Keeps her heels from the sideline. Lobs it back up top to Kurtois. Goes over to Fuller. Back to Kurtois. Kurtois cuts across Fuller to the corner. Tries to lob it again. And Metcalf again rises and steals it. Her fourth steal of the night. Under four to play. Jefferson's got to try something other than those corner-to-corner passes. And now Kurtois will be called for a reach-in as she tried to intervene and take that ball away from number 33. And for the Black Caps, that is Emily Wiese. 1-1 situation as that is team foul number 8 only. And Wiese misses all the way to the right side of the rim. And that should be called a violation because you have to hit the rim on the free throw. And Coach Joins draws the official's attention to just that very thing. And they get it right. By the way, Emily Wiese's got a younger brother. Wiese, a sophomore. Her brother Tanner is just a freshman. Here's a floater through the lane. Chips missed. Ball knocked out of bounds underneath. Last touch by the Blue Jays. And Coach Blair is going to call a 60-second timeout. So we'll give them all that 60. 3:38 to play. It's Herky 22, Jefferson 18 in the second quarter on KJF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
With Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, every detail matters in the home selling process.
Make the first move. Besides curb appeal and painting your front door, it's time to declutter your home from closets to kitchen cabinets. For more ideas to help sell your home in today's market, text me, Wanda Saharsky with Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate, 573-631-9494.
Contact Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
That gives so many chances to win.
No way.
Even at work.
I love it already.
It's time for another $1,000 holla, your chance to win $1,000 by entering a keyword at MIMOinfo.com. The keyword this hour is brought to you by National Fence and Gate for all your livestock fencing, locally owned and operated. Go to MIMOinfo.com and enter the keyword basement. Once again, the keyword is basement. Just go to MIMOinfo.com and enter it for your chance to win $1,000.
KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood back at Jefferson High School. 22-18 Black Hats. They nearly turn it over out of the timeout. Saving it. Wooten finds her teammate wide open down low. Wiese, though, blows the layup. Offensive rebound. Fowler put back is good. Bad start, but a good finish on that possession for the Black Hats as Fowler is up to 8 points on the night, 4 in each quarter. On the far wing, with it right to left, Chips. Chips to the top, tipped by Fowler. Kurtois, though, grabs it, goes all the way to the rim, throws up the shot, and it gets wedged between the back of the rim and the backboard, which means a tie-up. And now we got to look at possession arrow, and it favors the Blue Jays. And here comes a kid from the, the Jefferson crowd, and he just decided to go over there and leap up and tip the ball out of the wedge, and here we go. Inbound for the Blue Jays. And now he goes back to recording the game. There's a Fuller inbound to the corner. Kurtois off the mark on the three. And then the rebound to Fowler of the Black Cats. Three to play in the second quarter. Metcalf rises from straight away. Missed the shot short. Loose ball all the way to midcourt. Chips. Fowler fighting for it. Chips has the advantage. A whistle goes. And they're going to call a tie-up. And possession arrow favors Herculaneum. And I will say this, Fowler plays with an edge to her, and that's good for Coach Blair and the Black Hat. She's got 8, and she's a monster on the boards, as we've seen so far tonight.
She's definitely playing aggressive, for sure. I mean, that was a second-chance effort there, just dive on the ball, trying to get a tie ball right there.
On the inbound, a little bit of trouble for the Black Cats. Eventually, it's Kurtois knocking it out of bounds for the Blue Jays. On the inbound, shot at the rim for Wooten, but she missed. 2:37 to play. Blue Jays have the ball down by 6. They've been down by as much as 8. Here's a three-pointer from straight away. The Southpaw Fuller can't connect. Rebound by the baseline for Angelico Wooten of the Black Cats. Up ahead quickly to Metcalf. Metcalf stops at the top of the key, then flips it to the left side. Here's a shot by Kroom. That's a 20-footer. That's good. And the Black Cats are up by 9, their largest.
That's a big three there by to get that lead up to 9 points there.
Turnover at the elbow. Black Cats running the floor now. Metcalf lobs it down low to Fowler. Missed her. Steal there by Jefferson. Through the middle of the floor, past the Blue Jay logo. Kurtois from the top of the key lobs it into the corner. Gracie Fish, her three-pointer is off the mark. Backside rebound off the air ball. Metcalf going left to right. Metcalf jumps up, floats it up. Back iron, side of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out towards the baseline, and who touched it last? It was off of Herkey. All right, we got 95 seconds left in this first half. It has been frantic. 27-18, Herkey in the lead. Blue Jays with the ball, chips in the deep corner, lobs it up towards the wing, and sticking it home with her foot on the line is Fuller. She's up to 6. Oh, they're going to call it a three-pointer for Maddie Fuller. Beg your pardon there. And the Black Cats turn it over. Kurtois leading the two-on-two. McDonald's fast break. And she cannot connect on the layup as stepping her away was Metcalf. Kroom takes a loose ball, lobs it up ahead 30 feet to Fowler. Touch pass over to Wiese. And Wiese from point-blank range gets the friendly roll. So Emily Wiese, 2 points off the bench for the Black Cats. Aggressive defense in the half-court set. Herculaneum nearly creates another turnover, but the Blue Jays are saved. Inbound from the sideline, it is Fuller. Over to Kurtois. Kurtois gets a screen from Fish, goes to the left of it, kicks it to the corner. Three-pointer. Side rim, no good from Fuller. Backside rebound, Kroom. Over to Metcalf in the backcourt. Crosses a timeline, dribbles to the right side of the floor, crosses back over left, all the way to the cup, finger roll, friendly roll. And that one is good, and Metcalf is up to 8.
And Metcalf has definitely made her presence felt in this game, on both on the defensive and offensive side, especially that little finger roll right there.
31-21, Blue Jays trail, loose ball, Blue Jays keep it, Couture to Fuller, to Chips, touch pass, Kurtois. From the top to the bottom, she drives, floats it up, no good, but takes the foul.
Yet another foul by Herkey there. How many? I think that's up to 13 fouls,
yeah,
maybe?
13 or 14. The scoreboard stops it at 10. So here's Kurtois lifting the shorts, dribbling the ball, ready for the free throw, shoots it up, it spins out, and Kurtois says, oh my goodness, why? This 10-point lead for the Black Cats, their largest of the night. Here's a Kurtois free throw, and she goes 1 of 2 at the line now, 4 of 8 on the night. All four of her points off the bench coming from the charity stripe. And trouble with bringing the ball up the floor. Metcalf bounces it off her back heel with 5 seconds, lobs it forward to Fowler, high elbow, left side, flips it over to the wing. Wooten, 2 seconds, has to put up a shot from the mid block, extended, throws it up, no good. Buzzer sounds, and that's it. The first 16 minutes are in the books, and the Herculaneum Black Cats in this Hoops for Hope Classic, the fifth annual. Well, they lead it at the break, 31-22. We're back with the Midwest Sports Center halftime show next.
Here's your Toyota Reliable Forecast. It feels like great value with extremely high quality. Brace for adventure in the sporty RAV4 and enjoy flurries of family fun in the roomy Highlander. You'll stay protected from harsh conditions because both SUVs come with advanced safety features standard. We're also seeing a surge of power from the legendary 4Runner with plenty of traction for peace of mind in unpredictable winter weather. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance. With a Toyota SUV, conditions are always ideal. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to learn more. Toyota, let's go places.
Covers normal factory schedule service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. See Toyota dealer for details and exclusions. Valid only in the continental U.S. and Alaska.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment, or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive, Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
Matt Greenwood back for AM 1400 KJF. It is the fifth annual Hoops for Hope Classic at Jefferson High School. And right now it's the Jefferson dance team that is on the floor for the halftime entertainment as Herculaneum leads it 31-22 on your Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities that they serve. Let's go ahead and look at the stats of the first half. And we'll begin with the trailing team here, the home Blue Jays. A look at the Bloomsdale Bank stats. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. All right, Abby Chips, a starter, has got four. Heidi Hurst, also a starter, has 3 points. Elaney Smith with two. Gracie Fish with two, Maddie Fuller with seven, and Jenna Kurtois off the bench with four. For the Herky Blackcats, for their starting five, Taylor Metcalf has eight to lead all scorers, but she's tied with Paige Fowler in that category. Ashley Kroom has five, Angelica Wooten four, and then off the bench for the Blackcats, you got Jordan Allen, Emily Weese, and Caitlin Huber, each with a pair. All right, Blake, what do you got stat-wise?
All right, stat-wise here I have, I did offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, and turnovers. So we're going to go right into offensive rebounds. R7 collected five offensive rebounds that first half. Herky collected four. Defensive rebound-wise, R7 had seven, and Herky had 10. And turnover-wise, R7 had 11 turnovers in that first half, while Herky only had five.
I will say this, the corner-to-corner pass that was being tried by the Blue Jays was unsuccessful. Herky stole it plenty of times and led to some easy fast break opportunities. But we got a big presentation here for the Jefferson superintendent, Clint Johnston. Let's see if we can pick it up here for you during this Hoops for Hope Classic here on KJF. All right, so as I said, Clint Johnston, the superintendent for the Jefferson Blue Jays, was just presented, and he had no idea about this. And I learned of this just before we started the activities here for varsity. But Clint Johnston, the superintendent for the Blue Jays, was recently diagnosed with cancer, and as part of, I guess, the appreciation that the Blue Jays wanted to show him for his hard work, and as part of this fifth annual Hoops for Hope Classic, which is designed to help out families in the Herculaneum and Jefferson community struggling with cancer. You know, just because one person has it doesn't mean that's the only person that's affected. It affects friends and family. Clint Johnston, again, recently diagnosed with cancer, and so they went ahead and presented him with a former St. Louis Cardinals Bob Gibson signed baseball, as well as a Bob Gibson signed jersey that was nice and framed up for him as well. So a great show of respect here by the crowd at hand. They gave him a standing O as they presented those two items to him. So that's what this Hoops for Hope Classic is all about. It's about giving to those that put in all the hard work and unfortunately for them are suffering from some form of cancer or illness. So just a nice gesture on the part of everyone involved here.
Definitely a big gesture there. Hoops for Hope's always a big event in the area, I guess, for R7 and Herky tonight especially. And so something like that, just give it back to your superintendent who does so much for a school to put on something like this at R7, just it probably means a lot to him.
Yeah, certainly does. And you know what? We had a great first 16 minutes of action, 31-22. The Herculaneum Lady Blackcats are out in front of the Jefferson Lady Blue Jays. And so we'll go ahead and step aside here for a couple minutes. And when we come back, we will go ahead and have your third quarter and fourth quarter. It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. We'll put a nice bow on it next here on AM 1400 KJFF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
JR is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. JR, folks shouldn't let the dead of winter get them down. They can have plenty of fun at Midwest Sports Center, can't they?
They sure can. I've got all kinds of fun stuff for the wintertime. We can also put snow plows and cab systems on machines so you can be warm and plow snow.
Hey, JR, what are your hours?
Monday through Friday is 9 to 6. Saturday is 9 to 5.
And what's the phone number?
The phone number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington.
You love to shop with Patsy.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, then you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted price.
You'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit-needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount every day.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF at MIMOinfo.com and on the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. It is the fifth annual Hoops for Hope Classic, and the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show is over because the third quarter is about to begin as the Herculaneum Lady Blackcats lead Jefferson 31-22. It'll be Jefferson going left to right, working away from us as we're situated in the corner on a stage right in front of the Herculaneum student section. So Blue Jays offense operating away from us. That's left to right on your radio dial. In possession, it is the Blue Jays still. Laney Smith on the wing. Overhead pass to the near wing for Hurst. Brings it down. Dribbles twice to her right and comes back to her left to Kurtois. Kurtois gets a high ball screen. Jump pass to the corner. Left open for three. Smith short arms it. And a rebound for Caitlin Huber. For Emma Vaughn of the Black Cats. Up ahead to Metcalf. Touch pass down low to the low block extended for Fowler from the right side. Cannot get the shot to go. Backside rebound. Smith. Going coast to coast for the Blue Jays. Euro step to the left. comes up with a right, floats it in from about 3 feet. Laney Smith with a quiet night so far. Second leading scorer for the Blue Jays. Only has four when averaging just above 11. There's a turnover along the baseline by Kroom. Smith takes it and hops into a shot and missed it. Outlet pass, Metcalf. Kroom tracks it down, throws it up off glass. It rattles out twice, and the Blue Jays come away with a board. Laney Smith to bring the ball up the floor, nice and slow, crosses the timeline, middle of it, now flips to the right side to Kurtois. Kurtois along the wing, black headband and all, finds her teammate Fish. Fish brings it down, goes back to Kurtois, cut into the paint. Kurtois grabs it, throws it up, and gets it to drop home for another two, and the Blue Jays have started off this third quarter up 4-0, and they're down by five now. Metcalf settles for top of the key three, airballed it. And it will bounce out of bounds and become Blue Jay basketball.
This has been a strong almost first 2 minutes here by Jefferson trying to get back in this game. I mean, they're down 5 points now. So the first 2 minutes coming out of that halftime break is key for them coming back.
Fowler, defense at the top of the key. Kurtois with the ball, swings it to the left wing for Smith. Touch pass for Fish to Kurtois. Back to Smith, rises from the corner, cannot get it to go. And Fowler corrals the board, comes up the floor, bounces it to Metcalf, who's right in front of the Blue Jay logo at midcourt. Still dribbling with it, Metcalf. Fowler went to set a screen. Metcalf instead passed it to her. Drive to the left side of the paint. Fowler stops at the mid-block, tosses it to the other side, and a nice little post move there by Wooten. Just stuck it home from a couple of feet out. Here's Kurtois crossing over Fowler, then crosses over Metcalf to the baseline. Fadeaway, no good. Rebound, Wooten. Black Hats from right to left they go. Metcalf gets around Smith all the way to the cup and finger rolls it off glass and in. 10 for Metcalf. The first player on either side to reach double figures. The Bloomsdale Bank stat for you. Here's Kurtois on the wing. Overhead pass to the free throw line for Fish. Now Fuller down at the post. Dribbles across the baseline. Goes to the high post for Kurtois. Floats one in the lane. Missed it. From underneath, saving it was Hurst. Bounced it right to Kurtois, and Kurtois could not miss from 4 feet if she wanted to.
That was a nice second chance effort right there.
4:48 to play in this third quarter. Black Cats hanging on to a 7-point lead. Fowler makes her move to the rim, misses. Rebound, Wooten throws it back up, no good. Fowler, another offensive rebound for the Black Cats. Throws her head into the chest of the defender, throws up the shot, no good. Then a loose ball, knocked away by the Blue Jays last, as it was Hurst getting a finger to it. Coach joins for the Blue Jays, looking for his girls to step up the defensive intensity. Inbound underneath for Vaughn, goes to the left side of the floor along the wing for Kroom. Kroom dribbling about, nearly lost the dribble, did, picked it up in the paint, threw it up, no good. Wooten there for the offensive rebound and the put back from 6 feet.
And Wooten has been a really good presence for Herky here down, especially in the paint. Getting those second chance points and scoring on paint shots right there.
Angelica Wooten brings down another rebound. She averages just shy of three a game. She's already up to that point. And here's Metcalf running the floor, and looks like the ball was knocked away there. Couldn't quite tell. I had to look down at a second at Wooten's stats there. All I know is it is Herculaneum basketball. Wooten is breathing heavily, and I think she wants Coach Blair to bring her out, but Coach Blair keeping her in. In front of the midcourt stripe, the inbound to Metcalf, and she'll drive all the way from the near side to the far side to the right side of the lane and then throws it up off glass and gets it to go. Crossover dribble, Kurtois on the other side of the floor, gets past Fowler, throws up a pass to Couture. Couture doesn't want it, goes to Smith. Smith from the mid-block, one-hand leaner, and she is fouled underneath. So Taylor Metcalf with 12 points, 3:52 to play in this third quarter. It's 39-28. The Black Hats are up by 11. Smith, free throw, back iron miss.
And this has really felt like a relatively quick quarter going by here, as there aren't as many fouls as we had in the first half there, Matt. There's only one for each side.
Smith spins the ball into the right-hand grip. Rainbow free throw is good. Smith. Now 3 of 4 at the line. Jefferson down by 10. It was 31-22 at the break. It's now 39-29. Black Hats. Metcalf, top of the circle, dribbling about. Switches to the left hand, bounces it towards the paint. Tipped out to the top of the key. Couture dives for it. But what do we have here? A reach and foul on Metcalf. I believe that is the call.
I believe so, yes. It looks like a defensive foul there by Metcalf.
So Metcalf also dove for the loose ball. And so, you know, you hate to see those fouls called against your girls when it's a 50-50 ball, but that is the case here, and the Blue Jays have a possession, and they waste it away. Kurtois from the wing tried to lob it into the opposite corner, and no one was anticipating it.
And that cross-court pass has been killing R7 in this whole game so far.
Here's a quick inbound from the corner of the sideline and baseline of Metcalf. She goes 70 feet up the floor, and then Angelica Wooten receives a pass and throws a forearm shiver into the defender and gets called for the offensive foul. Don't forget, we do have the varsity boys game coming up after the conclusion of the girls game here between Jefferson and Herculaneum. It'll also be Jefferson and Herculaneum for the boys. Here's a Hurst three that spins out from the wing, and the rebound by Metcalf of the Black Cats. Up the middle of the floor she goes, crosses the timeline, gets rid of the ball to Kroom. Kroom, top to bottom pass, Fowler, lost her balance, throws up the shot, no good, and then a tie-up is called as it was Wiese and Hurst underneath. Each player had their hands on the ball, and the possession arrow favors the Black Cats. So it'll be Wiese to inbound it from the left of the hoop. Emily Wiese surveys. Wiese lobs it to Fowler, low right block. Takes on a double, lost her balance, throws it out to Wooten, who will try a long-range three from between the corner and wing. Missed it. Backside rebound, Kurtois. She is fouled by Kroom. That is team foul number four, and I think you kind of spoke too soon, Blake.
Yeah, kind of bite my words after what I just said there. They've already just put up three fouls there in about a minute.
Yeah, just about a minute, and the foul starting to accumulate again. Thankfully for both these sides, they have about four or five they can bring off the bench for sure. In the paint from 3 feet out, missing the shot. Couture was contested. Rebound. Black Hats. Metcalf, 40-foot pass up ahead. Wiese can't track it down underneath the basket, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover there by Herculaneum, but they still lead it 39-29. Kurtois brings the ball up the middle of the floor, left to right on your radio dials. Flips it to the far wing for Smith. Into the corner for Fish. Fish to Kurtois. Back to Smith. Smith, corner three ball off the mark. Offensive rebound for Couture, but her pass through the paint is stolen by Fowler. Fowler will go up all the way to the 10 and throws it up with the left hand from the left side and gets it to go home. Kurtois crosses over a couple of Black Hat defenders all the way to the bucket, but missed the shot. Outlet pass, Kroom to Fowler. Underneath, shot is off glass and in, and the foul. The 5'11 sophomore Paige Fowler doing some dirty work underneath. Gets the two and the and one chance with 1:54 to play here in the third.
And Coach Joins of R7 here doesn't look too happy. He wants he wanted that foul out there on the floor instead of in the shooting motion.
Fowler to convert the and one. Takes her time, puts it up, and gets it through. Fowler, a pump of the fists. Herky up 44-29. From the right side, Couture in the paint, gets it off glass and in. Katrin Couture with her first 2 points of the night. Blue Jays back within 13, 97 seconds to play. Metcalf going all the way up the floor, then dumps it down low to her right for Fowler. Fowler, though, cannot get the easy shot to go through. Kurtois grabs the board, goes up the floor, has her shot blocked. I think she actually lost it on the way up. Gets it back as it was tipped to her by Couture. Makes a second effort, missed the shot, then a loose ball underneath the rim. And the ball was knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Blue Jays. Angelica Wooten, good minutes in this third quarter, will finally get the breather she was looking for. Fowler inbounds it to Kroom. Kroom up the floor, bounce pass to her right through the paint, collecting it, Huber. But an errant shot there. Backside rebound on the air ball for Hurst. Hurst dribbles up the floor, settles for the deep two from the wing. Cannot get it to go. Fowler underneath grabs the rebound, and Herky comes up the other way. 60 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The Hoops for Hope Classic. So far on the varsity side, it's going the Herky girls' way. Fowler, post-up move, misses a shot. Offensive rebound, put back. The persistence pays off for Fowler as she grabs another 2 points. She's got five here in the third quarter. 13 for the game, and Herky leads 46-31. Kurtois from the top of the key. Pass to the left corner for Chips, but she misses the jumper. Ball rolled off the rim, and then Herculaneum knocked it away. So it will stay Jefferson basketball. Be sure to check out some of our photos from tonight's festivities on our KJFS Sports Instagram account as Kurtois takes the inbound and scores. 23 seconds to play. Blackcats wing three. Kroom, front rim, side rim, no good. Offensive rebound. Put back try from Jordan Allen is an air ball. Backside rebound, Laney Smith goes all the way up towards the free throw line, steps in front of it and floats it up and gets it to go through. Jefferson down 11 with 7 seconds to go. Blackcats still in the backcourt with it. Kroom, 3 seconds, doesn't notice. Now throws up a shot. It's blocked by Smith, and the ball will just die in the corner. And that's how the third quarter ends. Herculaneum 46, Jefferson 35. We got 8 more minutes to go to decide this one here on AM 1400. KJF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hot and Ready Pizza is here at your Little Caesars in Herculaneum. They have their famous Little Caesars combo for just $5. And for dinner, pick up a Hot and Ready cheese, pepperoni, or sausage pizza for just $5.55. Or a 5-meat feast, and I mean feast, for just $9. That's Little Caesars off I-55 at the Herculaneum exit behind Cracker Barrel. Open at 10:30, 7 days a week. And be sure to use the Little Caesars app when ordering.
We're already thinking spring at Mineral Area College because now is the time to register for Mineral Area College's spring classes. The new semester starts January 14th. Whether you take classes during the day, at night, or online, reserve your spot soon to get the classes you need to excel. Spring semester starts January 14th, so register online at mineralarea.edu or call student services to get started. It starts here at Mineral Area College.
Matt Greenwood back with you on in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. We begin the fourth quarter with the Herculaneum Blackcats up 46-35. The Lady Blackcats looking for win number 9 of the year. Coach Blair's been doing a lot of shouting, and so he needs some water. As we resume action here, there's a floater in the lane, missed by Fish of the Blue Jays, but an offensive rebound. Blue Jays, second effort at it. Smith all the way to the cup, throws it up, no good, gets the rebound, falls to the deck, and she's hurt. Smith is hurt, shot up from Chips in the deep corner is no good. And now the officials will call a timeout here. Laney Smith looked like she hit her chin on the floor. Coach Joins comes over to check on her. I think maybe she's more in shock from the impact on the floor. And so Coach Joins is going to come over or have her come over to the sideline. Looks like maybe she lost a tooth or something. But so Laney Smith is on the floor here. By the way, that Chips miss wound up out of bounds, and so it's Herculaneum ball. 7.5 to play. 46-35, Blackcats. Metcalf in the front court, right to left on your radio dials for us. She's coming right at us. Dribbles through the paint, kicks it out to the corner. Three ball, back iron miss from Allen. Rebound on the other side for Fish. Fish finds her teammate Kurtois, who's now going to run the point with Smith on the bench. Kurtois to the wing, stops, pops. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound. Blackcats, 7 to play. It was Wiese that brought it down. Wiese to Metcalf. Metcalf takes on Chips all the way to the rim, floats it up off glass, and gets it to go.
And another layup right there by Taylor Metcalf.
Three-pointer, Heidi Hurst as the Blue Jays start firing them up. She's short. Fish with the offensive rebound, put-back try, no good. Fish hit the deck. Loose ball tipped out towards Chips. She'll try her luck from 18 feet. That's no good. Rebound Metcalf of the Blackcats. Finds Fowler on the mid-block extended. Pass down low to Huber in the post. And Huber gets called for traveling. Turnover there by Herculaneum. They lead it 48-35, 6:31 to play in this fourth quarter. Want to thank New Era Bank, Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Delosian, Bonterre, Fleek's Equipment of St. Genevieve and Lettington, as well as Cole's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, and the UPS store in Festus. Allowing us to broadcast this fifth annual Hoops for Hope Classic. Turnover, Blue Jays is Pertois looking for Couture, couldn't find her. Metcalf steals it, up the floor, pass to the wing, three-pointer, a higher rainbow that will airball to the right and land out of bounds, out of the right hand of Emma Vaughn. 6-10 to play, Blue Jays in possession, down by 13. 13 has been the largest lead for the Black Cats. The largest for the Blue Jays was only 2. This is their time to make a move. Chips on the wing, into the corner, Fish, lob to the high post for Couture, stolen by Fowler, lobs it up ahead, a no-look pass there by Fowler, and a steal in the front court by Hurst. Hurst, cross-court pass from wing to wing she goes. Chips now takes on her defender, gets around Lacey all the way to the rim, and lays it up and in.
And if R7's here going to try to get back in this game down 11, they're going to have to get defensive stops and turnovers and capitalize on those turnovers there to get points.
Whistle, hand check, foul on the Blue Jays. That is team foul number three, four for the Black Cats. So neither team in particular danger of reaching the 1-1 bonus. It'll be Fowler, an inbound from the baseline, throws it off the back of Couture, collects it, puts it high off the window and in. Smart play by Fowler. Defender had her back turned, and it works out in her favor. Fowler doing everything for the Black Hats. They're up 13. Fowler near steal. Kurtois, though, collects it, tips it out towards Chips. A three ball. It's good from the wing. That Fowler inbound, by the way, an early candidate for Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. Metcalf is fouled by Chips.
No kidding, I think that was maybe R7's first three of the game that they just made there, I believe.
That would be their second.
Their third.
Fuller had one, and Heidi Hurst had one in the first half. Yeah, I remember the Fuller one because I thought it was a two. I thought I saw a foot on the line, but they ruled it a three.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
5 minutes to play here in the fourth. Jefferson somehow just down by 10 despite all of the turnovers, and excellent work down low by the Black Cats, and now Angelica Wooten is fouled down low off the sideline inbound. And they'll have to re-enter the ball into play from the baseline this time for Herky. The Black Cats wearing their road black tops and shorts as well with a red and white stripe down the left and right side. And Paige Fowler, I said she can do it all. She can also hit the three-pointer. She drops one home from 22 feet, and Herky's up by 13. Kurtois, floater through the lane, no good. Rebound Metcalf, finds Fowler up ahead, but Fowler can't secure the pass. It's off her right hand and out of bounds.
Just when you were talking so good about Fowler there, Matt, she goes and couldn't catch the ball in transition.
Paige Fowler, though, is having an excellent second half. She's got 12, 20 on the night, and she's leading this Black Hats team to a 13-point advantage. Chips, layup, no good, gets it back and gets the shot up before Wooten could come over and block it. So Abby Chips making an impact here in the fourth quarter. She has all of Jefferson's 7. And now she comes away with a loose ball. Chips up ahead. Kurtois leading the 2-on-2 fast break. Takes it herself and misses with a layup from the right side. Rebound Metcalf. 50-foot pass up ahead. Here's Kroom from the right side of the rim. Throws it high off the window and in. It's going to be tough to decide the Applebee's of Farmington player of the game, Metcalf or Fowler. There's a jumper from the low right block from Fish. Came up short. Offensive rebound and a foul on the Black Cats.
And Metcalf and Fowler have definitely been doing a lot of the load here for Herky offensively, but they've also been getting it done defensively too, Matt.
Katrin Couture with some free throws coming. First one is up and good. Couture now with 3 points off the bench. Can't connect on the second free throw, and there's the rebound for Herculaneum. Under 4 to play. Blue Jays down by 12 at home. It's Herky, the road team, looking for win number 9. Losing the ball through the paint was Vaughn. Angelica Wooten goes down to the deck. She earns another chance for the Black Hats. And now Coach Blair, hot off the bench, calls a 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, 55-43 Herky. Let's thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to broadcast the fifth annual Hoops for Hope Classic. And that includes the Doe Run Company, McDonald's, Mario's Italia of Farmington, Little Caesars Pizza of Herculaneum, Bryant Restoration of Farmington, Poplar Bluff, Potosi Lumber, as well as Serenity Hospice Care and Gilster Mary Lee. All right, Blake, what does Jefferson have to do in the final 3:39 to cut into this 12-point deficit and hope to either win it late or force overtime?
I think they definitely need to hit their shots here. They really have been a little bit cold shooting tonight, and I think that also capitalizing on Herky turnovers and just rebounds are going to help them a lot too.
Jefferson has to create more turnovers, as Blake said, and they get one there on the inbound. Kurtois going coast to coast got fouled by Emma Vaughn right at the bucket. And Kurtois will have free throw attempts number 9 and 10 of the night. Kurtois taking the most free throws for Jefferson this year, 83 coming into this game. She's a 49% free throw shooter. She's up to 92 now as she airballed the first free throw. Barely grazed the bottom of the backboard. So Kurtois' struggles continue at the line. Second free throw touches all of the rim and finally goes through. Blue Jays down by 11. 3.5 to play. Black Cats in the front court already. Right to left they go. Head fake Ballard to the paint. Kick out pass. Kroom, three. You betcha. Ashley Kroom spins home the three ball. And the Black Cats up by 14 with 3:15 to play.
And it definitely does not look like Herky wants to get rid of this lead at all. Every time R7 scores, they always have an answer to come back.
Lainey Smith back from banging her chin on the floor. Back into the game. Misses the three from the corner. Backside rebound for the Black Cats. Here's Metcalf going coast to coast. Shovels it up towards the rim. But the shot is no good. And now here's Smith up the floor doing the same as Metcalf. She also can't convert. Rebound for Emily Wiese. We see up ahead to Metcalf, middle of the floor. Now operates to the right side as they go right to left. Metcalf picks up the dribble to Weesey on the wing. Looks back towards Metcalf and gives her the ball. Metcalf, ball screen, Kroom. Metcalf keeps it. Kroom now takes it. Kroom to Fowler at the free throw line. Back to Kroom. Keep away. That's what the Black Cats are playing. Here's Fowler. Head fake at the free throw line. Kick out of the wing. Angelica Wooten, three ball. Off the mark, no good. Couture steps in front of Fowler and grabs a rebound. 58-44, Black Cats. Blue Jays in possession. Fowler nearly strips Kurtois. Kurtois gets it back. Lobs it to the near wing for Smith. Smith overhead pass to Fuller. Back to Smith. Fakes the pass. Rises for three. Back iron miss. Bringing out or sticking out the right hand and corralling the board is Kroom. And the Black Cats look like they are going to secure win number 9 of the year. Coach joins once. A little more pressure on the defense. Kroom makes her move to the rim. Dumps it down low. Turnaround. Little post floater in the lane from Wiese. And she gets it to go. Her fourth point of the night. And the Black Cats up 60-44 with less than 2 to play. We're back in 30 seconds on KJO.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Greenwood back on AM 1400 at KJFF. The Lady Black Cats 60, the Lady Blue Jays 44. Did you know under the new Missouri Core 42, certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? Yeah, Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a Jeffco Enrollment Services rep about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, call 636-481-3000 or visit jeffco.edu today. 1:47 officially on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy score clock. 60-44, Black Hats in the lead. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy committed to improving or committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities that they serve. Here we go. We resume action. Left to right, the Blue Jays go in there. Home pink, tops and shorts with white numbers and a black trim. White letters as well. Three-pointer from the corner. Tip spins out. Rebound, Angelica Wooten. Up ahead to Metcalf. 90 seconds to play. Metcalf crosses the timeline with a pass to Ashley Kroom. Kroom down low to Wiese. Collects. Goes up with a shot. No good. Kurtois gets called for the foul. I will say this. The Black Cats, Blake, do have some good height to them. Fowler, a sophomore at 5'11". Caitlin Huber, who we haven't seen a lot in this game, but at 6 feet tall, once she develops her game a little bit more, will be a great post presence for them. Emily Weesey's at 5'9". That's a good height for a girl as well. Herky looks good for the future. Emily Weesey also just a sophomore as well.
And it's looking good for them, like you said, Matt. I mean, they have 17 defensive rebounds just in the second half alone. So that height's definitely helping them defensively get those rebounds and avoiding R7 getting those second chance points.
Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. We'll try to get Riley Blair up here, the head coach for the Black Cats and possibly our player of the game as well. Here's a three-pointer from Smith along the wing for the Blue Jays. Graves the right side of the rim and rolled out of bounds. It will be Herculaneum basketball. By the way, we see going one of two at the stripe, hitting her second free throw. 65 seconds to play. The Herculaneum student section ready to erupt, as well as the other fans here. As they have it in the front court, it's Metcalf at the top of the circle. Lobs it down low to Fowler. Fowler makes her post-up move. Goes to the low left block and sticks it home off the glass. 50 seconds to play. Steal. Black Cats. Weesey dribbles it up the floor. Lost it. Taking it away from her Kurtois. Finds Chips up ahead. Chips to the right side of the rim. Throws it up. Airballed it. Backside rebound. Smith. And another chance for the Blue Jays. Smith, though, fouled on the floor. Team foul number 7 by the Black Cats, which means it'll be Lainey Smith to the free throw line for a pair. Smith, free throw, back iron miss. Fair game on the rebound. Collecting it, Couture. Her pass to the left, looking for Smith. It's stolen by the Black Cats. Is Kroom. 23 seconds to go. Metcalf into the front court for the Black Cats. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Fowler pivoting. Bounces it back up towards Metcalf. Standing on the Blue Jay head. Lobs it down low to the free throw line. Fowler into the paint. Kicks it out to the wing. Weesey back up to Metcalf. Bounce pass to the top of the key for Fowler. 4 seconds to go. Fowler will turn, square up the rim, hold on to the ball. 1 second, and that's your ball game. The Herculaneum Lady Black Cats are victorious here tonight at Jefferson High School. The final score, Herky 63, Jefferson 44. And this fifth annual Hoops for Hope Classic. We'll go ahead and have your Home Pools and Spas postgame show next on KJF.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the things to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive, next door to Dollar General, and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at parklandrx.com.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website, or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Flu season is here. The fact is, millions of Americans will have the flu this year, but you can stay healthy by getting your flu vaccination.
The staff at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center will make the process quick and easy for you and your family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment or walk in to any of our primary care service locations.
Welcome to our family tree.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Matt Greenwood back on AM 1400 KJF, the fourth annual Hoops for Hope Classic. And the final score, the Herculaneum Lady Black Cats win it by a final score of 63-44. And right now, for this Hoops for Hope Classic, as was on the schedule for tonight, they are presenting plaques. The seniors from the Jefferson boys basketball team are presenting plaques to the sponsors who have provided funding for the families that have been affected by cancer in the Jefferson and Herculaneum communities. So that just went down, and now they're going to go ahead and do a presentation to the families, as the Jefferson basketball team will do that as well. And Coach Blair, I was kind of writing down some stats. Have they taken care of that, or just the sponsors up to this point?
Looks like they just cared up to the sponsors now. They're getting ready to do all the announcement of all the presentation here.
Okay, Coach, would you mind sticking around for this?
Not a problem.
All right, we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to take my headset off, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and pod my mic up, and we're going to listen to the presentation of the checks to the families affected by cancer here at the Jefferson and Herculaneum Hoops for Hope Classic. So give us a second.
For years, I struggled with symptoms of having thyroid disease. The doctors ordered my work, but nothing of concern came back at the time. In 2013, I was in an accident and had to get an ultrasound on my neck. After that ultrasound, I had to follow up with a CT scan. The doctors found that I had nodules on my thyroid. I demanded they do further tests, and unfortunately, cancer was confirmed. Things turned from bad to worse as I could not find a surgeon that accepted my insurance. In 2016, I had surgery to remove the cancer, and I felt that things would go better. The surgery was followed by radiation. That same month, my mother passed away, and I was fighting a battle with my insurance about what they could cover. In June of 2017, tests revealed that more tumors were found throughout my body. Life at home is not going well either, as an illness like cancer can take a toll on family. That was piling up, and I lost my car, fell behind on my mortgage payments, and holidays were hard. Things were too much for me to handle, and I had an emotional breakdown. My husband and I separated, and that had to be tough on my kids. In March of 2018, I was told I had cancer for a third time. I did not want to face the battle alone and turn to my husband for support. We decided to fight this thing together, and for that, I am very thankful. For a while, I had no insurance, as the cost would not allow it, and $1,300 a month insurance coverage through my spouse's work was not an option. So, we do the best we can. Times are hard now. My health, my medical expenses, there's so much to handle. I find myself skipping appointments as I hear more bad news. We have found my body is resistant to radiation treatments, and I am faced with another surgery in 2 months. Yes, I am scared, but I stay strong for my family. The support I give to my children is heartwarming, and the support I am receiving from the Jefferson R7 School District in the community is. is truly a blessing from God. Nicole Long, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remember the $1,000 of proceeds from tonight.
So there you go. There you heard it. And what a great night tonight for those two families. We wish them the best. And now we've got Coach Blair here on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show of the victorious Herculaneum Lady Black Cats as they win this one 63-44. Coach, let's just start off. I want to talk about Paige Fowler. For us, our clear-cut Applebee's Barn Grill of Farmington player of the game. And an excellent performance tonight. She put up 22 points. I don't know how many rebounds she had, but I know it was a lot. It started off a little bit slow for her. But I tell you, that second half, she really came to play. What did you say to her to get that kind of performance out of her in the second half? Was it you? Was it her? Just kind of give us an insight to what that locker room was like during halftime when you had that lead and were pushing to extend it to win this game.
You know, we talked about in the halftime, we were getting some good looks inside in the first half, and it just wasn't finding a way into getting the bucket. And I thought that was a key thing we talked about at halftime. We said, you know, hey, we've got to finish those shots. In the second half, I thought we finished those shots. And, you know, I will dissect into the stats, but I know our percentage in the paint was pretty high tonight in the second half. And, you know, that was the thing we talked about in that locker room. You know, we're getting the opportunities. We just got to finish the shots. And I thought that was the key difference in the second half, that we were just able to finish our shots in the paint and do some great things there. So,
Coach, I want to now go down to Taylor Metcalf. Another excellent performance. She reads the offense, the opposition's offense, so well. And we could tell, Blake and I, my broadcast partner and I, we could tell that Jefferson was continuously trying to get that corner-to-corner pass along the baseline going. And you just can't really do that against Metcalf, against some of your lengthier guards. Even Ashley Kroom, you know, did some work taking the ball. Paige Fowler as well. Emily Weese came in the second half and really had a great performance there. But from just Metcalf, watching her play, she just understands how to read offenses, and she goes and she hunts that ball and she gets that ball and does great things for you.
You know, she's a leader on the floor. To me, that's the key thing for her. She just sees the floor so well. She's a huge advantage for us at the point guard position. And even at the top of our defense, she just does a really, really good job. And I can't say enough good things about her. She struggled at the beginning of the year. She was injured for the first three or four games, and was still battling back. And we're now getting her to where she's. I mean, I know she's only averaging 6 points a game, but I think she's really getting back to where she needs to be, and she's going to be a huge asset to what we're going to do here in the second half of the season.
All right, Coach, you win your first JCAA conference small schools matchup. Kind of give us an insight to who you got coming up in the next several games and what you need from your girls. I feel like in order to keep winning games, I feel like this was maybe one of the better performances, and maybe you're looking for more of what you saw tonight moving forward.
You know, yes and yes and no. I thought our kids – you know, really answered to what we decided, what we wanted to do tonight. You know, we wanted to show up on the defensive end and really make some things happen on the defensive end to score on our offense. And I thought tonight we did that. If we can play that kind of half-court defense and force teams to, you know, to throw the ball away and force them to throw those long passes, I think that's going to be a huge advantage for us. And, you know, going forward, I thought tonight our defensive effort was spot on from the get-go to the end. You know, and that's what our game plan was. That was our biggest game plan going forward was, hey, we really got to stop their play. We got to stop their penetration. We got to stop them in transition. And we can't allow them to get open shots. And I thought tonight that was a key thing. For us defensively, and we scored, I probably guarantee you the turnovers that they had, we probably scored over 75% of those and on that possession. So I think that's a key factor that we talked about at halftime too. We got to maximize their turnovers and score off of them, and I thought we did a great job of that.
Coach Blair, congrats on the win. Thanks for spending time with us. Good
no
luck
problem.
Moving forward.
Appreciate the coverage. Thanks, guys.
That is Riley Blair, head coach of the Herculaneum Lady Blackhats. 63-44, the win tonight. Gilster Mary Lee, play of the game, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371 if this sounds like something you're interested in. And our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, Paige Fowler, on the boards, working tirelessly on the boards and grabbing rebound after rebound tonight. One of them led to 2 points and the foul, and then she was able to connect on the free throw. So the and one, the three-point play the old-fashioned way, certainly stands out as a Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. Let's take a look at your final game, Bloomsdale Bank stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, Van Crystal City. We'll begin with the Jefferson Blue Jays, 11 for Abby Chips, 5 for Heidi Hurst, 7 for Lainey Smith, 2 for Gracie Fish, 7 for Maddie Fuller, all coming in the first half, 3 off the bench for Katrin Couture, and 9 off the bench for Jenna Kurtois for a total of 44. As for the Herculaneum girls, Taylor Metcalf, 14, Ashley Kroom, 10, Angelica Wooten, 8, the game high and team high, obviously, for the Black Hats, score-wise, points-wise. Paige Fowler, as I mentioned, 22 points and probably at least 10 rebounds. She was all over the place tonight. Great performance from her. And then off the bench for Coach Blair and the Black Hats, you got Jordan Allen and Caitlin Huber with 2, and then Emily Weesey with 5 for a total of 63. Herky improves to 9-7, 1-0 in the JCAA Conference Small School Standings. The Blue Jays drop to 10-7 and 1-1 in the Small Schools Conference Standings. That'll do it for us on this Home Pools and Spas post-game show, but we're going to take a break here and get you started for the boys game between Herky and Jefferson. And for those of you that missed it about 2 hours ago, we got a chance to speak to Bill and Andrea Hammock, the reason why we have this fifth annual Hoops for Hope Classic. And I'm going to ask Crystal Wilcup back in the KJS studio to re-air that interview for those of you that missed it before the girls' game. So that's how we'll start off the Fleas Equipment pregame show, and we'll do that next here on KJS.
Can you believe how fast 2018 flew by? It had the speed of a bad boy mower, moving on and mowing things down. Hi, it's Hannah. My dad Greg, mom Christy, brother Hunter, myself, and the entire staff at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment want to thank you for your business in 2018. Thanks to you, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is one of the top dealers for LS tractors and bad boy mowers, not just in Missouri, but in the nation. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, LS tractors, and bad boy mowers offer you the best quality brands at the best prices. We want you to walk away knowing you have the best for the best price, and that will continue on in 2019 and beyond, because Kohl's Tractor and Equipment isn't just another big box store that's here today and gone tomorrow. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a locally owned family business. We do business in the communities we serve and we live, work, and play here too. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment thanks you and looks forward to serving you in 2019. Don't forget to visit Kohl's Tractor and Equipment on Facebook. Mow with an attitude and lead the herd. Don't just follow it.
The Jefferson County YMCA is excited to offer their 2019 golf outing at the new Topgolf location in Chesterfield, Missouri on Friday, February 8th. Compete between bays with your one- or three-person team. Players will receive breakfast, lunch, a beverage, and more. Please consider supporting the Jefferson County Y by becoming a sponsor or participating in this fun new golf outing. For more information, contact Debbie Siebert at 636-931-9622.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers, have the kids choose from the kids menu, and then for yourself, how about something from the all-you-can-eat menu, like Double Crunch Shrimp, Famous Applebee's Riblets, or Chicken Tenders, all served with our signature coleslaw and endless fries. Go to Applebee's.com to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers, doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood on the Fleas Equipment pregame show speaking to Bill and Andrea Hammock, and their names, if their names aren't familiar to you, they will be here in just a second because they're the reason why this Hoops for Hope Classic is going on here at Jefferson R7. We got girls and boys games tonight, obviously. Girls coming up here in just a little bit. And Bill and Andrea, so glad to actually get a chance to meet you guys. And I talked to Jason about this event, and he did a great job diving into some of the specifics about, you know, tonight and sort of what's going on with the raffles and that sort of thing. But just to get a closer perspective to, you know, what this event means as a whole. This is a Herculaneum Jefferson community event, also Jefferson Grandview, as you explained to me before we started this interview. But 2014 was kind of the year it all got started. Tell us why you guys came up with this idea.
Well, in 2014, I lost my father to brain cancer. It was kind of a sudden thing, unexpected. And I didn't really feel like I had closure with my father, so I was trying to come up with an idea, you know, to kind of honor him. And so that's kind of what the idea, how it started. I approached Jefferson, the coaches at the time, the administration, they all got on board and let us go ahead and do it. We had six sponsors get on board and back us. And without those guys in that year one, it probably never would have happened.
And here's the thing, as you told me before we started as well, that you are an employee of Herculaneum, the school district. So it was sort of, you know, an easy access for you to go ahead and you know, come to somebody and say, hey, we want to do this. Can you kind of fill us in as to who you reached out to first about this idea and specifically who's helped you guys along with this whole process the last 5 years?
Yeah, there's been a lot of people I really have to thank. You know, first I approached the Jefferson administration. They got on board. But without the Herky coaches, specifically Riley Blair, who's the girls' coach, they gave up their home games. The Jefferson Herky games on 2015 were supposed to be at Herky. They gave those games up, brought them down here so we could get all the boys and games, girls' games in sync and do a four-game night. Rob Bradshaw was the athletic director at the time, and he supported us too. So without those guys' support, you know, we wouldn't have been able to make it happen either.
And you mentioned six sponsors. I know are the people here at the game are going to find out who they are between the end of the girls' game and the start of the boys' game because there's going to be a presentation for them. But for those that are just sort of listening on the radio and aren't here to hear this, who are the sponsors? And just tell us, you know, how they've been involved in this process.
Well, from year one, what we did, we tried to think of ways we could raise money. So what we wanted to do, we wanted to provide shirts for every basketball player, every coach, and then also those shirts would be able to be purchased from the public. These six sponsors got on board, paid for the shirts, got their names on the back, and we sold the shirts, and that's how we were able to raise the money. So the sponsors are Thomas Industrial Coatings, Chris Morrison State Farm Insurance Agency, SMF Contracting, Saipaul GM Power, Twin City Toyota, and one individual, Dane McGraw, who got on board just straight out of pocket. His family supports us too. So those six people mean a great deal to us.
Bill, I know this is sidetracking from this, but I got to ask you, how'd you become a Packers fan? Because I'm a big Packers fan myself.
Oh, it's just, you know, I've always dreamed of going to Lambeau. I'm just an old school football guy. I like the cold. I like the history of the team. I was a huge Reggie White fan, you know, and I mean, who wasn't?
Right.
So, yeah, it's just a dream of mine. We were supposed to go to Lambeau a couple years ago and got derailed, but we hope to go again soon.
Well, I hope you get that chance and, I don't know, maybe etch my name into the sidewalk or something. I don't know, some chalk, find some chalk or something.
We'll see what we can do. We'll bring you back some grass or something from Lambeau. Cheesehead, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I ruined my first and only one, so that would be nice to be able to replace that. No, I'm just kidding. But, Andrea, you've been obviously alongside Bill this entire time, and I just want to get your thoughts and your perspective on this event and this Hoops for Hope and just sort of having this all happen and be a part of y'all's lives.
So we don't like the attention, and we don't do it for us at all. We do it to bring help to families that are suffering, if they're in a financial strain and they need the help. And then just a couple years ago, we started doing presents for the kids in the family, just to let them know that what they do is not going unnoticed, and just to help them know that we're behind them and the love that they're showing for their parents. And it's not easy going through cancer with a parent, so just to let them know also that what they do matters.
Right. And I think just to sort of clear some things up, because my assumption was that it was a student in one of these communities that had the cancer. Is that incorrect? Correct? Who does the money, you know, benefit?
So it just depends on what is the situation for that year. So okay. This year we have a student of ours that has been cleared but has been through the cancer battle and had surgery and everything. So he's one of our kids that will benefit tonight, and then also a mom that has kids in our district that will be the recipient tonight.
All right. Well, I think it's more than awesome that you guys were able to come up with this idea. Jefferson Herculaneum helping put this together, and just so glad to meet you guys, and we'll let you enjoy the games. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the game. It's going to be a packed house. Yeah. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, it's quite warm, actually. I'm already sweating just being in there. So thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you very much.
That is Bill and Andrea Hammock, the big reason why we have this Hoops for Hope Classic tonight on KJFF. So we'll step aside here and come back with our pregame interview with Brandon Joins of the Lady Blue Jays.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
With Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, every detail matters in the home selling process.
Make the first move. Besides curb appeal and painting your front door, it's time to declutter your home from closets to kitchen cabinets. For more ideas to help sell your home in today's market, text me, Wanda Saharsky with Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate, 573-631-9494.
Contact Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment, or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Matt Greenwood back with the Fleeks Equipment pregame show as we get set for the Herky and Jefferson boys game to wrap up this fifth annual Hoops for Hope Classic. The Lady Black Hats earlier this evening, actually about 25 minutes ago, beat the Blue Jays on their home floor 63-44. And let's go ahead now and introduce to you the Presbyterian Manor starting five. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. On the Herky boys side, you got number one, Blake Leathers. Then you got number two, junior Tyler Reuter. Following him is number 11, sophomore Isaiah Bracey. Points leader, Josh Moreland, averaging 18.7 a game, is the fourth starter for Herculaneum head coach Jason Jarvis. And rounding out the starting five for Herky is the redhead running back for the Black Cats as well, Austin Houston. For the Jefferson Blue Jays, under head coach Sean Breeze, they'll throw out there point guard number one, Jacob Bridges, shooting guard number three, Easton Null, small forward number 14, Eric Eisenbeis, small forward number 15, John White, and the postman is number 40, Levi Ebersole. So those are the Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live, starting five. As they dim the lights and the spotlights are going on and bouncing off the walls here as they introduce the Jefferson starting five. Blake, you can keep your thoughts together. How does Herky, despite the stats saying Jefferson will win this one, how does Herky turn things around and win tonight?
I think the best way for them to turn this game around, and, like you said, it's hard to get my thoughts together in here. It's really loud, but I think defense is key for them. I think stopping Easton Null and John White is going to be huge for them, limiting them to only a certain amount of points tonight, as well as not turning the ball over as much as they normally do in most games.
All right, let's go ahead, and we are moments away from the New Era Bank tip-off. New Era Bank, they claim it is easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at neweraBank.com. That's New Era Bank, member FDIC. And tipping off for the Blue Jays will be John White. And meeting him at the center circle is number 21, Josh Moreland of the Black Cats. We'll give you a visual for the jerseys tonight for both sides during our next break in the action as Wyke takes the tip and throws it along the sideline. Bridges saves it right into the hands of Blake Leathers, and his long-range jumper is an air ball. And now the Blue Jays up the floor quickly, like real fast. Eric Eisenbeis pass from the corner down low is off of the knee of one of the Black Cats down low and out of bounds. So we're off and running here. 12 seconds in, scoreless. Jefferson still in possession. It's Null, far side of the floor. Starts right to the left. Step back three off the mark. Long rebound into the corner. Jacob Bridges secures it. Lobs it to the other side for Eisenbeis. We are situated in the corner on the stage here at Jefferson High School. So the Blue Jays offense is coming right at us. It's right to left on your radio dials. Eisenbeis gets a screen from Ebersole at the free throw line, goes to the left of it, picks up the dribble, goes back to the right with the pass for Null, fade away from the baseline, no good. Rebound there for Tyler Reuter. Reuter, point guard, brings it up the middle of the floor, crosses the timeline, switching over right to left, back to the right, and hands it off to Leathers on the right wing. Leathers, between the leg dribble twice, goes into the corner for Moreland, ball above his head, to the wing for Bracey. Bracey gives it up to Leathers. Bracey sets a screen. Leathers to the right. Back to Bracey. Extra pass. Reuter. Reuter to the mid-block. Left side. Forced to kick it out to Houston. Houston got away with the travel. Houston gets it back to Reuter. Reuter baseline drive. Lost the dribble. Gets it back. Settles on the wing. One-hand pass to the top of the circle for Leathers. Leathers right to left. Then the pass to the wing. Nearly stolen by Bridges. Loose ball. Houston saves it from going out of bounds along the sideline. Then Reuter was right next to him. They kind of bumped each other, and the ball laid right next to them and eventually rolled out of bounds. 0-0 ball game, 6:40 to play in this first quarter. Again, the Herky Lady Black Cats winning game one of two this evening. So the Black Hat boys looking to go for the sweep. Here's an Eisenbach three from the corner. Airballed it. Backside rebound, Leathers. One turnover, one shot for Herculaneum. Three shots for Jefferson. Still nobody has scored. Reuter, three ball off to the right. Just grazed the rim. Eisenbach underneath for the board. Right to left, the Blue Jays go. Eisenbach, hard drive to the mid-block. Bumped there by Houston. And they call the foul. And I think Eisenbach had a quick little word with Houston, which got a rise out of the redhead running back.
Yeah, it looked like a little bit of a heated exchange words right there.
Nothing beyond that, though. Inbound for the Blue Jays. Knoll has it on the wing right in front of the Herky bench. Gets a screen at the free throw line to Ebersole. Then turns to his left and dumps it down to him. Ebersole, extra pass to the corner. Eisenbach on the far side. Back to Knoll at the top. Drives to the right. Bump there. Floats it up just in case, but does not get it to fall. And we'll go to the free throw line for a pair. So Easton Knoll about to introduce himself to the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Jason Jarvis, head coach for the Black Hats, already talking to the official. He's got a pink whistle, as do the others. And Knoll, uncharacteristically, misses the first free throw.
Yeah, rare miss there by Knoll. He's a 74% free throw shooter, so when he misses, it's very rare.
Knoll taking his time a little bit more this time around and gets the free throw to drop through. And finally, we got points. 2 minutes, 8 seconds in, and Knoll puts the Blue Jays on the board first. They lead it 1-0. Reuter through the middle of the floor, crosses the timeline, dribbling twice between the legs, starts to the right, pulls it back, almost got Bridges leaning one way, gave it up. Bracey to Moreland in the paint, shoots it up over Eisenbach and gets the friendly roll off the back iron. So Josh Moreland leading the team in points per game at 18.7, starts them off with two here, and Herky leads 2-1, a miss on the three ball from the corner. Eisenbach rebound, Black Hats. Reuter running the floor, starts to the right, goes back to the left through the paint to the mid-block, floats it up, and a nice little off-balance leaner there by Reuter gets it to go. Right to left, the Blue Jays go. 5-10 to play. Jacob Bridges with the ball at the volleyball line, goes to his left, Eisenbach left there wide open for a three as Herky sets into their matchup zone. Wyke with the ball. Bounce it to Ebersole in the corner. Extra pass, Knoll. Three ball, no good. Wyke skies for the rebound over Houston. Now pivots up and under. Houston finger rolls it home. Beautiful move.
Nice finish there by Wyke there in the post to get that little turnaround there.
4-3, Herky hanging on to a one-point lead as Reuter lets go of the ball, brushes the hair, collects the ball back with the right hand and flips it to the left wing. With it, Leathers. Up top to Bracey. Bracey with an afro. Spins the ball to his right. And on the wing there is Reuter. Bridges picks him up. Reuter, fancy dribbles between the legs. Forced to give it up into the corner. Moreland, baseline drive. Gets past Ebersole. Dumps it off to Houston through the lane. And Houston got tripped up. And now here comes Jordan Duncan. He was a game-time decision. Re-injured the right hip that he suffered during football season, and he's going right into this ball game. Coach Jarvis, a little pat on the back as he got in front of the scores table ready to check in. And it'll be Duncan to inbound it to Reuter from the right of the key. Three ball off the mark, and Bridges there for the rebound, but Leathers reached over the back.
And I remember today in Sports Talk, I talked about how Jordan Duncan could be that X factor Herky needs to beat R7, so let's see how his impact is on this game.
And he might be seeing some limited action, but obviously during shoot-around, Coach Jarvis said, you know what, I think he's good enough to go. Here's an Eisenbach three from the right side of the key. Drains it. His first points of the night. And the Blue Jays back up top 6-4 with four to play in the first. Leathers to the wing for the Black Hats in their front court set on the right side as they go left to right. Up top to Reuter. Swings it left. Duncan. Extra pass corner. Houston trying to find his teammate Moreland down low in the post. Wyke all over him. So Houston forced to give it up. Now they find Moreland on the mid-block, right side of the floor. Fade away from the baseline. Wyke swats it away. John Wyke at 6'4". I think he's a little bit taller than that, especially if you look at the hair there and use all of his length there to block that shot. But Herculaneum still keeps possession. Inbound baseline to Reuter. Starts on the wing, goes to the mid-block, through the paint. Leaner from the left, and it's no good. A rebound. Wyke for the Blue Jays up ahead to Knoll. Jump past the Ebersole from block to block, and he can't convert the three-foot shot. Both Jarvis of the Black Hats and Breeze of the Blue Jays pacing up and down their benches. Coach Jarvis stopped, and then a foul was called.
No, it looked like a travel.
Traveling, beg your pardon. So a turnover there by the Black Hats. 3:10 to play. Right to left, the Blue Jays go wearing their home whites, top and bottom. Blue stripe down the left and right side of the arms and the legs. Cole Holdinghausen, by the way, just missed a high post jumper, but the Blue Jays got the offensive rebound. Knoll, he missed his shot, but Eversalt cleans up his miss and puts himself on the score sheet. And now four of the five Blue Jays starters have scored. The only one so far not to do so is Bridges, and he is off the floor in favor of Holdinghausen. No, I beg your pardon, that's Bridges on. Holdinghausen on as well. Got away with a reach, did Holdinghausen. Reuter sticks with it, hands it off to Duncan. Duncan tested early, dribbling the ball, forced to give it up to Reuter on the right wing. Reuter, again, dribbles between the legs a couple of times. Bridges sticks with him. Reuter forced to give it up into the corner. Moreland tries to take on Weick, lost it along the sideline, dove for it, and his right arm, I guess, or elbow was on the paint, and so a turnover there by the Black Hats. All right, now Bridges will come off in favor of Daniel McCorder, who switched over from tight end his junior year to being the starting center for the football team his senior year and certainly added on the pounds and was happy to do so for the team and had a pretty good year as well. He's into the game for Jacob Bridges. Blue Jays have it up by 4, 2:08 to play in the first quarter. McCorder gets the ball, lost it along the perimeter, collects it, still keeps his dribble alive, bounces it to the high elbow for Eversalt, flips it to the wing, Knoll. They'll go around the perimeter to Weick. Ducked his head down, then rose for a three over Houston, but missed it. Long rebound, Austin Houston collects it, corrals it, throws it forward. Weick jumps up, knocks it down, loose ball there. Knoll picks it up, and a reach and foul on Reuter.
And that's four turnovers are right there by Herkey in the first quarter here. So if they're going to want to cut into this four-point lead here early in the game, they got to eliminate those turnovers, Matt.
And Houston's got to be careful throwing the elbows around as well. Could have easily seen a call there on an offensive foul. But here's Bracey checking in for Houston. McCorder inbounds it for the Blue Jays. Again, they're on our side of the floor. We're situated in a corner on a stage. Holdinghausen on the other side. The other corner misses from three. Backside rebound, Black Hats. Reuter up into the front court. Flips it over to the wing. Left side, Duncan takes on Knoll. Got to the baseline, and Knoll cut him off there illegally. That is Easton Knoll's first personal. Team foul number two for the Blue Jays. There's four on the Black Hats. The Black Hats in possession. They've been held scoreless for the last 3 minutes. Inbound to Reuter, into the corner. Dumps it through to Bracey in the paint, and he can't control the pass. Here's Holdinghausen up the other way. Bounce pass to Eisenbeist to his right. Lost the ball. Tipped it out towards Weick. Weick hits the deck, but connects on the shot. And now Coach Jarvis would like to talk things over. He is hot off the bench, and he wants a 60-second Passage Furniture timeout. We'll give him 30 seconds. When we come back, it's Jefferson up 10-4, and Herkey has the ball.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Matt Green will back with you on AM 1400. KJF 10-4 Jefferson leading Herkey, just over a minute to play in this first quarter. Did you know under the new Missouri Core 42, certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? Yep, Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a JEFCO Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, call 636-481-3000 or visit jeffco.edu today. Out of the Jarvis timeout, it's Herkey's ball. Into the front court, Reuter goes left to right. is how Herky's operating here in the first half. Moreland chases down a loose ball, then starts his attack on the right side of the paint, lost the dribble. Into the hands of Eisenbeiss, gives it to Wyke. Wyke up ahead, back over to Eisenbeiss on the wing, no shot for him. Then squatted, looked to shoot, had no shot, passed it to Holdinghausen through the paint. Extra pass into the corner, tipped away by the Black Cats and out of bounds. 4 points for John Wyke, 3 for Eric Eisenbeiss. They are the game leaders in points scored so far. 14 collectively between these two teams. Holdinghausen at the wing, bounces it to the mid-block. Wyke on the near side. Wyke through the paint to his right, floats it up and in. John Wyke is something special for the Jefferson Blue Jays. The most perfect type of height and body size for that forward position. Leathers. Roundhouse layup from the right side as after he got past the defender but cannot convert. 15 seconds to go. Eisenbeiss switches from his right hand to left hand. Midair blows the layup, though. Wyke wrestles the ball away from Duncan. And do we have a foul or a tie-up? I think they're going to call a foul on Duncan. He and Wyke both had the ball, and both were walking with it, and I'm surprised that that was not called a tie-up.
I'm surprised, too. That looked like a jump ball to me. I mean, it looked like they were both holding on the ball for a long time there, actually.
Inbound deflected into the hands of Null. 6 seconds to go. Finds McCorder at the free throw line. Turns and fires. Finds Holdinghausen at the top of the circle. 3 ball off the mark. 1 second. Rebound. Black Cats. That's it. First 8 minutes in the books. Jefferson 12. Herculaneum 4. You're listening to coverage of the 5th Annual Hoops for Hope Classic on KJEP.
Here's your Toyota Reliable Forecast. It feels like great value with extremely high quality. Brace for adventure in the sporty RAV4 and enjoy flurries of family fun in the roomy Highlander. You'll stay protected from harsh conditions because both SUVs come with advanced safety features standard. We're also seeing a surge of power from the legendary 4Runner with plenty of traction for peace of mind in unpredictable winter weather. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance. With a Toyota SUV, conditions are always ideal. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to learn more. Toyota, let's go places.
Covers normal factory schedule service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. See Toyota dealer for details and exclusions. Valid only in the continental U.S. and Alaska.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Blake's favorite song of all time, Careless Whisper, bringing us back here on KJEP Radio. Matt Greenwood with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Blake Holland, my broadcast partner, for one final time this evening as the young man is going back to Mizzou to finish his freshman year. We start the second quarter with the Blue Jays up 12-4. They've got the possession, nearly lost it. Ebersolt, though, maintains it. Finds Eisenbeiss on the wing near side. He drives, bounces it through the paint off the top of the foot of Moreland. It rolls out of bounds. It will stay Blue Jay ball. 6 points for John Wyke in the first quarter. 3 for Eric Eisenbeiss. Game high scores right there. Bloomsdale Bank stat for you. A little shovel pass on the inbound. Bridges finds Wyke, and Wyke from the low right block able to kiss it home off the glass.
And another post finish there for Wyke. I believe all of his points have come from the paint so far in this game.
Steal at the top of the circle. Wyke grabs it all the way to the hoop. He gets it to go in the foul. Tyler Reuter tried to stand in his way, and nobody can. John Wyke is on fire. He's got 10. A chance for the and one.
A nice finish there by Wyke. Like I said, getting all his points in the perimeter there, inside the perimeter there in the paint.
I like the defense there by the Blue Jays. Bring a double along the sideline as soon as the ball handler crosses the timeline. They did that, forces them into an early pass. John Wyke expecting it, stole it, and got the points and the free throw as well. Now Herky with the inbound. They break the backcourt press, and Leathers lays it up and in, and he got fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line to try to make it a three-point play.
It looked like Herky there had another answer for that Wyke and one with another one of their own.
11, by the way, for John Wyke. Those points are piling up fast. Free throw is good for Leathers. 17-7, Jefferson leading Herky. 7:20 to play in this second quarter, I should say. Herky was held scoreless for the final five and change of the first quarter. Bridges from the baseline to the mid-block paint and rises and gets the eight-footer to drop. Jacob Bridges now gives the Blue Jays five starters with at least 1 point. 7 to play, 19-7 Blue Jays lead. Reuter to the wing, bounce pass along the right side of the paint to Moreland, low block, floats it up over Like, no good. Backside rebound, Ebersole, lobs it up ahead to Knoll. Knoll collects, goes all the way to the rim and lays it up off glass and in. Easton Knoll, he's got three. Another timeout by Jason Jarvis of the Herky Blackhats. 21-7, Blue Jays on top. 6:44 to play here in the second quarter. We're back in 30 on KJF.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, then you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted prices.
You'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit-needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount every day.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Matt Greenwood back on the broadcast with you as Jason Jarvis needed another timeout to talk things over with his Black Cat boys because they are down by two touchdowns, 21-7. 6:35 to play. Jordan Duncan, QB for the Black Cats, rises from the left of the key but cannot connect on the 22-footer. Rebound, long rebound by Knoll. Knoll weaves his way through defenders and mid-air switches from right to left hand and lays it up and in.
Nice finish there by Knoll. Switching it in, Manor, like you said. That's a difficult layup right there, especially in traffic.
Especially in traffic. Jefferson up by 16. Reuter, top of the key. Pass to the left for Bracey. Extra pass, down low to Moreland. Can't convert the layup. Rebound, outlet pass. White to Eisenbeiss. Up ahead, Eisenbeiss. Bounce pass to Ebersole. Right side, fouled. Shot no good. Duncan will pick it up. Will pick up the foul. Well, Jefferson is always looking for that 60-foot pass off of those rebounds.
Yeah, they're definitely moving it in transition up and down the floor real quick, which is putting Herky at a disposition, forcing him to foul.
Ebersole cannot convert the first free throw. Man, I tell you, Easton Knoll, he's something else to watch. Anybody that can, as you said, through traffic, switch hands in midair and still lay it up and in is a good ball player in my eyes.
And that's definitely a difficult play. I mean, he made that look easy, but that is not an easy play to make, especially in traffic, like I said.
Ebersole goes 0 for 2 at the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line. The rebound, the Black Cats, and Reuter gets the friendly bounce through the paint. The leaner from the left side is good. Reuter's got four. Three ball, Easton Knoll, so wishes one home, and the Blue Jays back up 26-9.
And if you're Herky, you got to stop from Easton Knoll warming up. I mean, John Wyke's already have 11 points, and Easton's starting to rack him up, too. So if you're Herky, you got to stop the bleeding right now.
Leathers, crossover dribble from the wing, gets to the block, has to throw it over to Moreland. He stopped there on the post move, throws it up over White, cannot convert. Rebound, Knoll of the Blue Jays. Quickly up ahead into the corner, opposite corner for Eisenbeiss. They find Knoll again, and Knoll throws the arrow in the hoop. As he knocks down that 20-footer, back-to-back threes for Easton Knoll. And by arrow in the hoop, I mean he pretended like he was shooting arrows. It's a thing these days. Under five to play in the second quarter, Blue Jays have put their lead up to 20 points. Spinning to the mid-block from the baseline. Moreland cannot convert the six-footer. Rebound, Blue Jays up ahead, Eisenbeiss. No look, bounce pass to White, cutting to the rim, but he blows the layup. Rebound, Reuter of the Black Cats. Looking for Leathers up ahead. He finds him on the far wing away from us. Leathers lets Eisenbeiss fly by. Shoots up the three. Right side of the rim. No good. And the ball did go over the backboard and land on the end line. So it's Blue Jay basketball. I like the pieces, honestly, Blake. I like the pieces that Herculaneum has. It's just they're struggling to find the easy shot here tonight.
It looks like they're trying to rush a lot of stuff that's just not there. I mean, that three-pointer there was a little bit rushed, and then a couple post moves from the Herky post players are just not falling.
Ebersole missed at the rim but earned a second possession or second chance for the Blue Jays. Wyke, though, could not convert the three from the corner, and the Black Cats coming up the floor. Again, we're situated on a stage in a corner at one end of the floor, and Herculaneum is operating away from us. It's left to right on your radio dial. Here's Isaiah Bracey dribbling about left side of the paint. Lost it near the wing, collected it, and Bridges stripped it. Bridges for the Blue Jays up ahead, right side of the floor. That's far side. Too wide, top of the key. Drives all the way to the rim, floats it up, and gets the friendly bounce.
And another post finish there by Wyke. I mean, he's just getting it done there in the paint for R7.
Dallin Fuller, by the way, checking in about 60 seconds ago for the Black Cats. 3:23 to play in this first half. It's 31 to 9. I don't know where 20 came from. It's a 22-point lead. Maybe that's where it did. Leathers lobs it to the mid-block right side. Moreland brings it down. Takes on Eisenbeiss. Wyke comes over. Moreland gives it up. Ball deflected back into his path along the wing. Moreland now makes another spin move into a double again. Try to pass it to Bracey. Ball back to Moreland again. Another ball deflected back in his path, and he tried to lay it up. Got fouled in the act and did not convert the layup.
Moreland here, a 54% free throw shooter, so let's see if he can convert the 2-for-2.
And Moreland misses the first Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw of his night.
And if anything, I'll tell you stats, Matt. I mean, the chances of him making this one are pretty high.
Creedy Beckman is into the game for the Black Cats for the first time tonight.
Unable to convert the second free throw there, Matt.
Blue Jays get the rebound, deep two from the corner. Holdinghausen miss, McCorder offensive rebound, extra pass up top to Easton Knoll. You can't stop Easton Knoll. He is on fire. Three threes here in the second quarter. He's got 13 in this period alone, 14 for the game, and the Blue Jays are up 34-9. Duncan, right side floater from the baseline, off back iron, no good. Rebound, Bridges tries to lob it up ahead, and Leathers nearly sent it into the rafters. As it lands out of bounds, it will stay Blue Jay ball. Midcourt inbound for Holdinghausen of the Blue Jays. Gets it to Bridges at the Blue Jay logo. Finds Easton Knoll in the paint. Knoll hip checked. Threw the ball up just for good measure. Did not get it to go. But he'll have a chance to earn some points at the free throw line.
And if you're Herky here on defense, man, you got to stop. You got to guard Easton Knoll as much as you can, because he's just now starting to warm up here in the second quarter, especially with 13. Make that 14 after that made free throw. And you don't want that to happen, especially if you want to stop the bleeding from this lead.
Easton Knoll as a junior. Able to get past the 1,000-point mark. Then eventually made his way to 1,500. Was trying to get to 2,000 this year, and he's a little bit short, but we'll see if he can get there. He does make the second free throw, and the Blue Jays up 36-9. Here's a corner three. Leathers, no good. Weak side rebound for Damian Say. Say went back up with it and got fouled. So Damian Say, Blake Leathers, Tyler Reuter. Three of the five Black Cats on the floor. Say, free throw, good. Damian Say, by the way, is spelled S-E-A-Y. And why do you ask? Because that's just how it is. Free throw, Say, gets the friendly bounce a few times off the rim. It's good. So Say goes 2 of 2 at the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line. 2 minutes to play. Herky into double figures, down 36-11. Holdinghausen on the wing, picks up the dribble, finds McCorder at the top, hands it off Knoll. Knoll top, and then Knoll with an up and under, overhand to underhand layup try. He missed it and then got called for the loose ball foul. 1:49 to play, Herculaneum basketball. Easton Knoll with 15 in the second quarter. Here's McCorder, a steal at midcourt, all the way to the cup, scoops it up and in, and McCorder takes the foul. Flexes the muscles, had a 3-on-1 fast break, took it himself, and benefits.
Nice finish there by McCorder, especially in traffic in the transition off the Herky turnover.
McCorder looking to hit the free throw. Herculaneum student section trying to give him trouble. McCorder made the free throw and then blew a kiss to the Black Hats. Friendly rivalry. Oh, man. Love these kids these days. Showboats, all of them. Here's Moreland for the Black Hats. Low right block, spins to his right, misses the shot from 3 feet out. McCorder grabs the board. 85 seconds to play. Two-hand, underhand pass by Bridges over to Hayden Wagner. And then the shot missed there by the Blue Jays. Herculaneum gets the ball. It's Reuter through the middle of the floor, crosses the timeline, bounces it to the wing. Duncan picks up his dribble from his right, rises for three. It's off the mark, and Bridges comes down with a rebound. Bridges flips it up ahead to Wagner, who brings it down, goes to his right to the top from McCorder, swings it to the far wing for Eisenbeis. Eisenbeis picked up there by Say, forced to give it up to Holdinghausen. Back into the corner, Wagner. Wagner picked up by Reuter. Reuter tips the ball away. Loose ball near midcourt. Reuter dives for it, but Wagner takes it away. Wagner to Eisenbeis. Eisenbeis taking on three Black Hats all the way to the rim and lays it up and in. Eisenbeis with five. 41-11. Jefferson leads. Reuter, left side of the paint, drive. Floats it up. The off-balance layup with the left hand, no good. Eisenbeis grabs the rebound, wants to run the floor, finds McCorder. McCorder all the way to the rim through arms and gets one off the glass and in. McCorder with 5 points in a matter of about 60 seconds off the bench. And with 13 and a half ticks left, it's Jefferson 43, Herky 11. A foul there is going to go on McCorder. By the way, during our Midwest Sports Center halftime show, Blake Holland got a chance to speak with our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game from the Lady Black Cats victory. So we got about a minute and change with Paige Fowler. Missed free throw by the Black Cats. 5 seconds to go. Eisenbeis, step back three. No shot there. Forced to give it up to McCorder. McCorder, elbow J, you betcha. Right at the buzzer. McCorder, 7 points off the bench. And they gravitate right towards them on their way to the locker room. Black Hats, an unfortunate first half, trail 45-11. We've got the Midwest Sports Center halftime show next.
JR is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. JR, folks shouldn't let the dead of winter get them down. They can have plenty of fun at Midwest Sports Center, can't they?
They sure can. I've got all kinds of fun stuff for the wintertime. We can also put snow plows and cab systems on machines so you can be warm and plow snow.
Hey, JR, what are your hours?
Monday through Friday is 9 to 6. Saturday is 9 to 5.
And what's the phone number? The
phone number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
The Dough Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hot and Ready Pizza is here at your Little Caesars in Herculaneum. They have their famous Little Caesars combo for just $5. And for dinner, pick up a Hot and Ready cheese, pepperoni, or sausage pizza for just $5.55. Or a five-meat feast, and I mean feast, for just $9. That's Little Caesars off I-55 at the Herculaneum exit behind Cracker Barrel. Open at 10:30, 7 days a week. And be sure to use the Little Caesars app when ordering.
We're already thinking spring at Mineral Area College because now is the time to register for Mineral Area College's spring classes. The new semester starts January 14th. Whether you take classes during the day, at night, or online, reserve your spot soon to get the classes you need to excel. Spring semester starts January 14th, so register online at mineralarea.edu or call student services to get started. It starts here at Mineral Area College.
Play
Eli Collin here with KGF Sports, and joining me is Applebee's Player of the Game, Paige Fowler. Paige, I got a couple questions for you. The first one I got is your overall thoughts of just the Hoops for Hope thing and like what it does to affect the community and the families that are affected by Hoops for Hope.
I think Hoops for Hopes is a really good organization that we do every year. This is our fifth year doing it and only my second, but I've been here for all the years. It's just really good. It helps a ton of people in need that are close and helps a good cause that people shouldn't have to go through.
I definitely agree with that. And, you know, I just want to reflect a little bit on the game since the game is what everyone comes here for, to support. And you played a really good game tonight, 22 points. I just want to get your thoughts on your individual performance and then just your overall team's performance.
Well, thanks for the compliment about my good game. And I couldn't do it without my team with all the assists and them helping me out, cheering me on whenever I don't make my shots. I mean, it was a hyped up game, and I think we were ready for it. We came out ready to play, and we did good.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. This is Paige Fowler here joining me, Blake Collin here with KGF Sports.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive, next door to Dollar General, and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at parklandrx.com.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Flu season is here. The fact is, millions of Americans will have the flu this year, but you can stay healthy by getting your flu vaccination.
The staff at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center will make the process quick and easy for you and your family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment or walk in to any of our primary care service locations.
Welcome to our family tree.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Can you believe how fast 2018 flew by? It had the speed of a bad boy mower, moving on and mowing things down. Hi, it's Hannah. My dad Greg, mom Christy, brother Hunter, myself, and the entire staff at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment want to thank you for your business in 2018. Thanks to you, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is one of the top dealers for LS tractors and bad boy mowers, not just in Missouri, but in the nation. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, LS tractors, and bad boy mowers offer you the best quality brands at the best prices. We want you to walk away knowing you have the best for the best price, and that will continue on in 2019 and beyond, because Kohl's Tractor and Equipment isn't just another big box store that's here today and gone tomorrow. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a locally owned family business. We do business in the communities we serve and we live, work, and play here too. Coles Tractor Equipment thanks you and looks forward to serving you in 2019. Don't forget to visit Coles Tractor and Equipment on Facebook. Mow with an attitude and lead the herd. Don't just follow it.
The Jefferson County YMCA.
Matt Greenwood back on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Got to do the game from the phone here for a little while as we recharge our dead phone, apparently. But I'm joined by Clint Johnson. He is the superintendent for the Jefferson R7 School District. And tonight he was presented with a Bob Gibson signed baseball and pitcher as part of this entire 10th annual Hoops for Hope Classic. And I know we want to focus our attention on this event here tonight. And I got a chance to speak with Bill Hammock and Andrea Hammock earlier. And just what a great atmosphere here tonight and a great cause. And two families that were provided $2,500 each to help out with financially. It's just almost kind of leaves you speechless, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, it's an amazing atmosphere. Berkey and Jefferson R7 fans, the student bodies are amazing. And, you know, I didn't expect the baseball from the kids. That was unexpected and kind of took my breath away. Great kids. But to see those two families and what they're going through and knowing what it is to go through cancer and having dealt with that, it's always nice to, like they said, bring a little rainbow in the middle of the storm.
Yeah, most certainly. Mr. Johnson, can you kind of dive into your story? I know you're going through a lot of the same stuff as well.
Well, you know, I mean, I was diagnosed with chronic myeloid leukemia, and I wasn't expecting that. But my situation right now is I'm taking high doses of chemo twice a day, and you know, I'm getting good response, just like anyone else. You know, I'm living day to day and doing what I need to do in order to try to keep the battle, and you win the battle one day at a time. So you try to be an example for people and let them see that you can move a mountain, and we're doing it. You know, no different than anyone else. We just got to keep battling one foot forward.
Mr. Johnson, I appreciate your time with us, and best of luck in your health. And if you got anything else you want to say before we start the second half, you have the floor.
I just want to let everyone know that we very much appreciate all the support from the area, the Twin City area, all of our sponsors. You know, we raised $10,000 and $50,000 over the 5 years that we've been doing this. It's just an amazing number. So thank you to all those folks, and you know, we just want to let people know that in times of struggle, you'll be surprised how many people step up and do the right thing. So thank you for all your support as well.
All right, that is Clint Johnston, the superintendent of the Jefferson Blue Jays. Again, we're calling the second half, at least most of it here on the cell phone. So please stick with us as we resume the second half here. It's 45-11. Jefferson has the lead, and Herky's going to be coming right at us on offense as we're situated in the corner of the gymnasium, and Houston floats one from the right side of the mid-block paint and cannot get it to go. So here's Bridges running the floor on a line to Wyke at the wing, into the paint. Wyke dumps it down low to Eversalt. First miss, or first shot, no good. Second shot is good. So Levi Eversalt starts off the Jefferson scoring with 2 points, 47-11 the lead, and a timeout by Coach Jason Jarvis of the Black Hats. 7:23 on this clock. It's a 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Let's go ahead and thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to broadcast this game tonight, including the YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, Applebee's of Farmington, Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive, Farmington, Home Bulls and Spas of Ludington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City, as well as Patsy's Furniture and St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. The two families impacted by cancer in the Jefferson and Herculaneum communities that were presented with $4,500 checks this evening to help out with the finances are the Long family and the Harris family. The Harris family, featuring the mom, Brandy, dad, Chris, and son, Colby. Colby is the one with cancer. And for the Long family, the mom, Nicole, the dad, name not listed, but the children, Ali, Catalina, and Tristan. Nicole, the mom, the one suffering through cancer. So they were presented with $4,500 checks during halftime to help out with finances, and we wish them the best of luck in their recovery. Here's White for the Blue Jays, laying it up with the right hand and getting it to go. John White with 15 points on the night. Herculaneum in possession. Near side with it in the corner. Leathers dribbled once, picked it up, then lobs it over to Moreland in front of the Herky bench. Moreland bounce pass across the midcourt strike for Reuter. Collects it to Moreland back along the baseline. Moreland going to be called for the charge. Eversalt stood his ground in the paint. Let Moreland throw a knee into the chest and got called for it, did Moreland. And it's a turnover by the Black Cats. 6:30 to play in this third quarter. 49-11. Blue Jays on top. Looking for win number 12 of the year. They're 11-6. Eisenbeiss, three ball, spins off the rim, rebound, Leathers. Black Cats coming up the floor, taking their time. Reuter still in the backcourt, middle of the floor, now crosses the timeline and goes to the far side. Bracey on the wing, gets a screen, bounces left, picks up his dribble, then over to Reuter. Reuter makes his move to the left side of the paint, down to the mid block, and floats it up with the right hand and gets it to go. Reuter and the Black Cats now down 49-13. Eisenbeiss, far side of the floor. Left wing, pounds pass to the baseline. Eversalt up and under move, gets it to go. Eversalt from 2 feet out now has six on the night. Four here in the third quarter. Leather off the screen from Houston, tries to find Houston on the lob. Houston cutting to the basket, and the ball is stolen away by Jacob Bridges of the Blue Jays. Up ahead into the corner, Eisenbeiss back to Bridges, lost control of the ball on the way up. Eversalt there to then pass it to White. White just inside the free throw line, settles for the 7-foot jumper and gets it to go. John White with 17 on the night, 53-13. Jefferson in the lead to the low block. Reuter jump pass back towards the high post. Houston hit the intended target, but White steals. White 40-foot pass up ahead to the far wing. Null. Null drives and had it poked away from behind. Herky picks it up, 5 to play in the third. Right-hand dribble, Reuter to the top of the circle, flips it to the near side wing. Attacking, Leathers, body bump, shot, no good. Ball battling around, pinballing around. Null brings it down, lobs it up ahead. White lays it in from the left side with the right hand. And that's how good the Blue Jays offense works. Rebound, outlet pass, layup. They've done it all night. 55-33, Jefferson leading. 55-13, Jefferson leading, 4.5 to play. Houston on the left side of the floor, waiting for Levi Eversalt to be off balance. He finally is. Houston rises and gets the high post J to go. 55-15, Wyke attacks, bounces it off to his right. Eversalt blows another layup. Offensive rebound, putback try, also no good. Eversalt could easily have at least 6 more points tonight, but he's missed some layups. Tough layouts at that, but he's missed them regardless. Here's Bracey for the Black Cats, middle of the floor. Bounce pass to the high elbow. Houston shovels it back to Bracey on the move, and he lost it as Bridges poked it away out of bounds in front of the Herky bench. Matt Greenwood, Blake Collin with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. 3:57 to play here in the third quarter. Houston, line drive, pass to the high elbow, right side, Moreland. Moreland trying to get past Eisenbeiss. Eisenbeiss strips it. 5-on-4, fast break for the Blue Jays, taking it all the way to the cup is Colin Gosnell. And Gosnell, off the bench for the Blue Jays, has 2. We're going to start to see the bench for Jefferson come into play here. It's a short bench, so Coach Brees can't go to a new five, but he's going to at least rotate guys in and out. As Blake Leathers for the Black Cats hits the 3 from straight away. Leathers with 6. Corner 3, other side. Holdinghausen drops it home. Herky Jefferson trading 3s. Jefferson leads it 60-18. Block shot, Gosnell. Loose ball, Reuter, though, gets it right back. Throws it up high off the glass this time. Gosnell cannot block it. It's a bank shot, 2 for Reuter. Blue Jays already have it in the front court. Swing pass from Wayne Wing. Null to his left. Step back 3. Ranks it. He said Null. Cannot miss tonight, that's for sure. He's got 19, including a 16-point second quarter. 63-20 Blue Jays. 2:35 to play here in the third. Reuter, wing three, spins out, then almost went back in, but no. Rebound, Eisenbeis. Left to right, the Blue Jays go. Eisenbeis finds a wide open no. Can he do it again? Yes, he can! Easton Knoll, his fifth three of the night, and the Blue Jays are running away. 66-20 the score. 2:15 to play. Reuter gets called for traveling. Turnover, Herkey. Clock stops at 2:13. It should be a running clock at this point. Or actually, we have to wait till the fourth quarter for that. The rule is if a team's up by 30 or more to start the fourth quarter, you run the clock. Only time it'll stop is during timeout. Here's Scott Snell. At the rim, banks at home. Easton Knoll gets credit with the assist. Blue Jays keep on adding on. 68-20 the score. Houston pivoting at the high elbow. Now drives to the right side of the paint. White alters the shot. Long rebound out to Knoll. Knoll spins off the defender Reuter, but traveled with it. .142 to play here in the third quarter. Blue Jays up by 48. Reuter brings the ball to the middle of the floor for the Black Cats. Line drive, one-hand pass to the far wing for Leathers. Leathers waits for a double screen, takes it to the free throw line, settles for the jumper, no good. Rebound White, up ahead, no. Left side of the floor, into the front court, to the wing. Hesitation move, now goes all the way to the cup, off glass, no good. Loose ball underneath. And it is batted out of bounds. And they're going to say the Black Cats were the last to touch. Looks like Easton Knoll is getting ready to take a seat. He does. John Wyke as well. So the Blue Jays going to start getting in the reserves. Holdinghausen takes the inbound pass, rises for three, but misses off the backside of the iron. And then Leathers came away with the defensive rebound and got fouled two steps forward. It was 45-11, Jefferson at the half. Sideline inbound for the Black Cats in the backcourt, and Holdinghausen nearly stole it. It'll stay Herkey ball. It's the fifth annual Hoops for Hope Classic right here on KJFF. 1:10 to play. Steel Bridges leading the one-on-one, and he goes for the dunk, and he missed it. The bench was ready to explode. The crowd right behind him, but Bridges could not dunk it home. Now Bridges steals at the top of the circle. Does he get another chance? No, he's bumped from behind. A foul is going to go on Jordan Duncan. Sometimes Blake could try to blow the roof off the top of the building, and sometimes it doesn't work out.
Every once in a while, someone tries to do that. I mean, he has a cushion to do it, but if he threw that down, I mean, I would have blown the roof off of it for sure.
Under a minute to play, Jefferson in possession still after that ball was knocked. There was a foul called on Duncan, and trying to score down low is Gosnell, and he fumbled it out of bounds. 46.9 seconds left in this third quarter of the fifth annual Hoops for Hope Classic. The Lady Black Cats won it earlier tonight, 63-44. And it looks like the boys Blue Jays team is going to win this one, so they'll split at the free throw line with it. For Herkey is Dallin Fuller. Fuller forced to give it up to Leathers. Leathers middle of the floor. Pass it to the right wing. Reuter, a three ball. Back iron miss. Long rebound tipped out by Wagner of the Blue Jays. Slicing it at midcourt is Leathers. Leathers, couple of dribbles. Kicks it to the corner. Three-pointer short from Grant McCullough. And a rebound, Cole Holdinghausen. 14 seconds to go. Jefferson in possession, up by 48. Holdinghausen spins from left to right over Reuter. Rises and sinks it. 3 seconds to go. Inbound. Reuter takes up the middle of the floor. 1 second. Not looking at the clock. Behind the back dribble for Reuter, and he'll have to keep that one as triple zeros hit the board. 70-20. That's your score after three. The Blue Jays leading Herculaneum here on KJF.
The Jefferson County YMCA is excited to offer their 2019 golf outing at the new Topgolf location in Chesterfield, Missouri on Friday, February 8th. Compete between bays with your one- or three-person team. Players will receive breakfast, lunch, a beverage, and more. Please consider supporting the Jefferson County Y by becoming a sponsor or participating in this fun new golf outing.
For more information, contact Debbie Siebert at 636-931-9622.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit AmFam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Welcome back to the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College, your next step, a block shot at the rim. John White swats out of bounds the Reuter layup try. Herky, though, will keep it down 70-20 as we start this fourth quarter. Inbound pass from underneath the basket. A successful point-blank range shot for Dallin Fuller of Herky. 7:25 to play. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Blake Holland. The fifth annual Hoops for Hope Classic. Null back into the game. Bounce pass through the paint from right to left. Ebersole blows the layup try and then gets called for the over-the-back foul. Clock will continue to run. As a result of the 30-point mercy rule. From the right side of the rim, Duncan blows the layup, try to get it back, but Null stepped in the way. Null, 70-foot pass up ahead. Eisenbeis lays it up as his back was to the basket. Athletic move for Eric Eisenbeis. Gets his first 2 points of the second half. He's got 7 on the night. A Bloomsdale Bank stat for you. And a reach and foul on Null as Dallin Fuller, the intended target, had the ball and lost it. But Easton Null assisted him in losing the ball because he tapped him on the wrist. Inbound from the sideline. Duncan gets it back from Leathers but misses the three. End of the game for Herky. Is one of the JV members. And we'll try to get you his name and number here in just a second. It's Austin Myers. Three-pointer goes for the Black Hats. Jefferson still at 72-25. Baseline drive. Holdinghausen at the rim has his shot blocked. Duncan the other way. Lobs up a three-pointer. And Duncan goes back-to-back from three. Jordan Duncan off the bench. Playing some healthy minutes here. Easton Null shooting arrows through the roof again. Connects on another three ball. That's 6 three-pointers on the night for Easton Null. That gets the Blue Jay student section involved. Now Fuller bounced pass from the right side of the paint, trying to find his teammate Leathers in the corner and threw it out of bounds. And now a standing ovation for Easton Null, John White, Levi Ebersole, and Eric Eisenbeis as they come off the floor for the last time this evening. They put in the hard work, and it's going to pay off for the Blue Jays. They're going to move on to 12-6 this year. 4:43 to play here in the fourth quarter. McCorder short on the corner three. Duncan, rebound, up and running. Lob pass up ahead to Leathers. Leathers pushed from behind. As we continue to see some JV guys check into the game, number 32, Colby Ott, coming in for the Blue Jays off the reserve. Inbound underneath the basket for the Black Cats. They get it to Fuller. Swing pass to the top of the key for Duncan. Misses on the three. Rebound Leathers. And a little hop step into the shot. Head fake. Got McCorder leaning. And Leathers sticks it through. 4 minutes to play. Lob pass to the low block for Gosnell. Back up top. Hayden Wagner. Jefferson cannot miss. Wagner from three. It's good. 78-30 Blue Jays. 3:50 to play. Leathers in the front court for the Black Cats. To Fuller. Extra pass. Duncan. Three ball. No good. Duncan hits the deck. Claims the ball is tipped, and it was. So Colby Ott will actually get credit for a blocked shot, despite Herculaneum maintaining possession here. Clock continues to roll. Again, the 30-point mercy rule. 78-30 the score. Duncan looking to inbound it. He does. Bounces to the paint. Extra pass to the wing. Three-pointer rattles out of the right hand of McCullough. Rebound. Ott logs it up ahead. Wagner blows a right-handed layup from the right side. Gets the offensive rebound. Had it poked away. Chased it to the wing. Then bounces it into the corner for Jeremiah Chips. Chips gives it up down low to Gosnell. And Gosnell lays it up and in. 80-30, Jefferson leads. Top of the circle, Duncan drives the left side. Kicks out to the wing. Leathers, back iron miss on the three. Rebound Chips, lobs it up ahead. Wagner with his back at the high post. Finds Gosnell Colby Ott for a three from the wing. Colby Ott, he's going to be stepping in for Andrew Graves on the football team as the running back. Graves, of course, graduating. Ott's going to be a junior next year, and he can shoot the ball apparently as well. Turnover, Black Hats up ahead. The Blue Jays do the same as Jeremiah Chips ran with the ball. .208 to play in this fourth quarter. McCorder comes off the bench, stands right in front of the student section and gets a major rise out of them as Leathers disconnects on the three-pointer. Duncan wrestles the ball away from Gosnell, and Gosnell gets called for the push foul. .145 to play. Preedy Beckman's going to check back in for the Black Hat. And he'll go right to the official to inbound the ball. 90 seconds to play. Beckman. He inbounds it. Beckman looking for the ball back. Gets it back. Wing three blocked by Ott. Back to Beckman. Beckman gets Ott up in the air. Dribbles to his left. Steps into a three. Misses. Long rebound out to Herculaneum. They get it. Beckman back. Another three-pointer from the corner. This time he airballs it. Rebound Wagner. Line drive pass up ahead. Threw some arms into the hands of Ott. Ott back to the other wing to Wagner. Wagner thought about shooting it. Turns to his coach, Sean Breeze, and Coach Breeze says, no, pull it out. Let's hold on to the ball and not add to our total. But they're going to add anyway as Ott, from top to bottom, the pass to Wagner in the post. And Wagner selects points number 4 and 5 with that make. A block shot on the wing. Colby Ott shakes his head, says, not in my house. Good effort there by by D.J. Johnson to score that three-pointer, but Ott just a little too athletic. Inbound still for Herky, 20 seconds to play, down by 55. It's 85-30. A three-pointer, Colby Ott, another block. This time stuffing the Grant McCullough three. 10 seconds to go. Ott finds Wagner in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline, Wagner with a right-hand dribble, 6 seconds, and he's going to hold on to it. We'll let the crowd finish this one off for you. And now we've got a fracas on the floor at the buzzer. We've got shoving between Herky and Jefferson. It is quickly separated. Jonathan Roop, the Herculaneum AD, comes off the baseline, comes right in front of the Herky bench, and starts talking to his athletes. I could not tell what was said or how it got started, but somehow Braden Tooley of Herky was involved. And maybe Colby Ott, possibly Hayden Wagner, but now the officials are going to have to sort this one out. Final score is Jefferson 85 and Herculaneum 30. I don't see anything happening here regarding the score, but we could see some technical fouls assessed, and this is not something you want to see during the 5th annual Hoops for Hope Classic. Everyone's supposed to be out here as one, and a couple of Black Hats and Blue Jays coming out and making it about themselves. And like I said, I can't tell who started it, but there were quite a few players involved in this. And so the Herky bench came off. Some of the Blue Jays players came off the bench onto the floor. Did not see any punches thrown, but there definitely was shoving. So the three-minute strike, they're talking to each other. Tyler Reuter is animated on the Herky bench, talking to some of his teammates. He's smiling about it, though. Doesn't seem too bothered. So we're going to go ahead and keep it here for a second and see what the officials decide to do here. Jason Jarvis, head coach of Herky Boys. Jason Dreyer, athletic director for the Jefferson School District. Also, John Roof, the AD for Herculaneum, and Coach Sean Breeze of the Blue Jays, all four huddled around the officials. One of them has gone over to the scores table. So it looks like we are going to have free throws. They are insignificant in the grand scheme of things. All right, so 1 second left on the clock when all of the pushing and shoving was going on. Preeti Beckman was assessed a technical, and I was too busy talking over the PA guy and did not hear where the other technicals were called, but shooting the technical free throws, Grant McCullough. Okay, they do change it, so just so I thought, it was Braden Tooley called for the tech on Herky, but who do they get for Jefferson? Because Herculaneum just shot some technical free throws. McCullough was able to get both of them to go through. So we do have a score change here. It's 85-32 Jefferson. 1 second on the clock. Some fans had already filed out. Some sticking around to see how this is all going to play out. And Jefferson's not even going to take the floor for the final second. So I guess there was no technical foul called on. There were several technicals. Like I said, I don't know who it was for Jefferson that got called with it, but there were obviously more technicals called on Jefferson than there were a Herky. Otherwise, the Black Cats would not have been shooting technical free throws there. Our final score, 85-32. Jefferson wins. We're back in just a few with the Homeless Spas post-game show.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers, have the kids choose from the kids' menu, and then for yourself, how about something from the all-you-can-eat menu, like Double Crunch Shrimp, Famous Applebee's Riblets, or Chicken Tenders, all served with our signature coleslaw and endless fries. Go to Applebee's.com to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers, doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
With Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, every detail matters in the home selling process.
Make the first move. Besides curb appeal and painting your front door, it's time to declutter your home from closets to kitchen cabinets. For more ideas to help sell your home in today's market, text me, Wanda Saharsky with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, 573-631-9494.
Contact Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs?
Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Here's your Toyota Reliable Forecast. It feels like great value with extremely high quality. Brace for adventure in the sporty RAV4 and enjoy flurries of family fun in the roomy Highlander. You'll stay protected from harsh conditions because both SUVs come with advanced safety features standard. We're also seeing a surge of power from the legendary 4Runner with plenty of traction for peace of mind in unpredictable winter weather. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance. With a Toyota SUV, conditions are always ideal. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to learn more. Toyota, let's go places.
Covers normal factory schedule service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. See Toyota dealer for details and exclusions. Valid only in the continental U.S. and Alaska.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Finally got enough juice in the cell phone to last us the rest of this postgame. Crossing our fingers. Don't want to speak too soon. But we got Sean Breeze, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, 85-32, the final score. And, Coach, let's start on the positive side. 16 points in the second quarter for Easton Null. Just was playing out of his mind, sort of like an out-of-body experience. Maybe for most people it would be, but for him it's just business as usual, isn't it?
You know, it really is. I think he, you know, Easton could do so much on his own, but I really thought that he did a good job today deferring to his teammates and then waiting for that ball to come back to him on a ball reversal. And the kids are getting better about finding that open guy. And I thought that Easton, he just really played like the kind of player that he is. You know, he's a two-time player of the year, and I thought tonight he really played like that in every aspect of the game, not just shooting but sharing the ball and on defense too.
I mean, that second quarter, that's where all the damage was done. It was 12-4 at the end of one quarter. You must have said, guys, if you don't start scoring, I'm going to bench the rest of you or something. But whatever it was, they exploded for 33 second quarter points, and that's right. Where the ball game was won.
Yeah, you know what? They just came out, and it was kind of we got on those rolls. Sometimes you get in those situations where everything's kind of working. You hit the outlet, you get down the floor, and when you get those easy buckets, the defense starts reeling a little bit, and for a little bit there, Herky was starting to kind of press on themselves a little bit. And so we were able to get some extra points. But, yeah, I thought the kids did a good job again. It was a really good team game tonight just from the sharing the ball aspect.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the team because in deciding the Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game, it wasn't an easy choice because John Wyke had some blocks, had some tough rebounds, had some really great-looking buckets in that first half, had 13 of your team's 45. But, you know, you kind of gravitate towards the guy that hits the big three time after time. And tonight that was Easton Knoll.
Yeah, he does it for us so much, you know, and people know him and they see that. You know, one of the keys tonight, like I said, I didn't think Easton had to create too much on his own. I thought he did a good job of finding the open spot. And he's really been working on that this year. And I thought tonight was probably one of the better games he's had just all around. But, yeah, he – you know, I tell you, when you leave him open, he's a pretty good shooter.
He certainly is. John Weick, though, to me, I mean, he's just, his dad is the head football coach at St. Genevieve, right. So he's got that hardworking mindset. And I mean, obviously, we as KJF don't get to see the daily grind for John Weick, but I imagine he's probably like, Coach, if you try to pull me from this gym too soon, I'm going to not talk to you for like a week or something. He just seems like that kind of player that's just going to go in there, work on everything, and he's proving to be one of the better players, you know, one of the best players in this area, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, he does so much, and he's so versatile of a player. You know, he can play inside and outside. He can shoot the three. He can play with his back to the basket. He does so much for you. He's a shot, you know, he alters shots down there to – tonight he got some blocks, but even if he's not blocking them, he's altering them. And he does so many things.
I have to ask, just because it's one of those situations you certainly want to avoid, especially with what this game means to these two communities, to, you know, be able to provide for families in need of financial assistance because they're going through something that nobody wants anyone to go through, and that's cancer. And $4,500 awarded to two families here tonight for this Hoops for Hope Classic. And I don't want this to be marred by what happened at the end of the game, but I just want to get your quick comments on kind of what happened. Explain it to us, and then we'll get back to talking about really good things.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I didn't see. I thought the clock was just running out. We were kind of holding on to the ball. I had turned around to say something to the bench, and then I saw what had happened. And that's unfortunate. You know, the kids need to understand, and our kids need to understand that you have a responsibility, not just to yourself, your family, the team, but to everybody here. This was a great event tonight for a great cause. Mm-hmm. A lot of emotion in the gym tonight, a lot of positive emotion. And you got to be able to control yourself. You cannot lose your composure no matter what's going on, no matter what the energy in the gym. You know, definitely kind of a disappointing way to finish those last 10 seconds or so. And I didn't see it, but it's certainly we were recording the game. We'll go back and look at it, and the administration will do what they need to do. But, you know, that is certainly not what you want to see. It's not what we're about. It's not what either team is about. And, it was an unfortunate ending, but I was happy with the referees and everybody else that stepped in and really calmed that situation pretty quick.
Yeah, they did. John Roop, the AD for Herky, stepped in. Jason Dreyer came in a little bit late, but John Roop was the first one that I saw just sprinting out there on the floor and telling the guys to get back. So, right. As you said, just a good job of sort of settling things down there.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to talking about positives, because
sure.
You guys have now won six of your last seven. I believe that is correct.
Okay.
Yes, six of your last seven. I know you go game to game and you move forward after one win.
Right.
So leave that up to us to go back and look at that. But you've won now six of your last seven. It was, you might admit, a little bit of a slow start. You know, guys adjusting to you adjusting to them. But something's clicked in the last, I guess, month and a half or so. What is that for you guys? How do you keep on clicking the way you guys are as you move forward to Valley Catholic, as you move forward the final couple weeks of the season going up to districts?
Well, I think it's kind of, it's a buy-in really on both sides, me to the kids and the kids to me. And we are finally, I think, we found a common place there where we're understanding each other and we know what to expect out of each other. The beginning of the year, honestly, it was really awkward is probably the best word to describe it. But it's not awkward anymore. And I've gotten to know the kids, and they know what I expect. And I think that you see that in their play, and you see that in their determination, and their emotion is where it needs to be. So, I just think they're starting to enjoy it, and they're playing well together, and I'm certainly happy to see it.
Easton Knoll, 25. John Weick, not too far behind with 19. We can always talk about stats and sort of, you know, what jumps out, but In between the numbers, there's always something that a coach likes to pick out, an in-between the numbers type thing. And what is that for you from tonight's game specifically?
Well, tonight's game was just how the kids followed the game plan to begin the game. And things didn't go exactly like we wanted the first 2-3 minutes, but they stayed with it. And that's all that I ask them to do. And sometimes we don't do that. I thought they did that, and that is certainly a huge step in the right direction. So, and I'd also like, can I mention about the night in general?
Yeah, I was going to get to that, but.
Oh, okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Well, I was going to say, and that was really the other one, the emotion in the building because of the great cause. And I wanted to mention Bill and Andrea Hammock, who really put a lot of work in to this event, and I don't think people understand how much work they put in. And not just them, there's a ton of other people that help it. But it was great to see the families out there to get recognized and understand that they have support from both communities. I thought that was the telling part of the night was places packed, but everybody in the gym was standing up. It wasn't just one side, and, you know, kind of makes you feel good about everything. So, but again, a great night for a great cause and happy with the outcome of the game, but certainly just happy with for everybody in here.
No big deal if the answer to this question is no, Coach, but we're speaking to Sean Brees, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. But the two families that were presented the checks here tonight, the Harris family and the Long family, do you know them?
I do. I don't know each member of the family, but I know the students, a couple of the students. And, really great kids and again, just really great family. And I can't imagine what it's like to go through something like that. I don't pretend that I can. And, listening to the words that they had written and just kind of watching them and seeing how they handle themselves, just a tremendous amount of respect, and it humbles everybody, I think, whenever you look at somebody that whenever you think you're having a bad day and then you hear stories like that and you see them handling it with a smile on their face and very positive attitude, everybody needed to learn a lesson tonight, and especially I hope all of our kids learned a huge lesson tonight from them.
All right, another great night here at Jefferson High School. Congratulations on the victory, Coach.
Thank you so much on the coverage. I appreciate it.
Very welcome. That is Sean Brees, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, 85-32, the final score there. The Lady Blackcats actually won their game earlier before this one, 63-44 over the Jefferson Lady Blue Jays. So they split here on the varsity side of things. Girls get the win for Herky, and boys get the win for Jefferson. Blake Holland took some time while we were talking to Coach Brees to go and speak to our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game, Easton Knowles. So we'll air the interview for you on the flip side of this 30-second break, and then we'll come back one final time to wrap it up here at Jefferson High School. Again, it's the fifth annual Hoops for Hope Classic. It is coming to an end. We're almost done here tonight on KJFF, but please stick with us. We'll wrap this up here in just a bit.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, and you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted prices,
you'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount every day.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Blake Holland here with KJF Sports, and joining me is Applebee's player of the game, Easton Knoll. Easton, I got a couple questions for you. Just take me through your thoughts about the Hoops for Hope event that RSM put on tonight against Turkey.
I think the Hoops for Hope event is pretty great. We've had it the last 5 years, I think, and it's really just all about giving to the families that suffered from the cancer, and really it's just awesome how much money we've been able to provide them. So I think just all around it's pretty cool.
And I know that basketball brought them in tonight because it's a community thing, so basketball is a huge part of the event tonight. Player of the game, you had 25 points. Just take me through your thoughts of just a big game against Herky tonight.
Personally, I started off slow, but our team started off good. John had a big first half for us. Second quarter, I came out and shot a little better. But overall, I think we showed we played really well tonight. I think only gave up 11 points at the half. So really, we set the tone on defense, and our shot was falling. So really, overall, good game.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. That was Easton Knoll, Applebee's player of the game. Play calling here with KJF Sports.
All right, so there you go. Easton Knoll's thoughts on the night and on his game as well. A very humble player, obviously said he didn't get off to a great start, but the team did. including John Wyke, as Coach Breeze and I talked about just a moment ago. Wyke, 19 points tonight, but I don't know what the rebound totals were, but they were up there for sure for for John Wyke and Levi Ebersolt for sure. So just a great game for the Jefferson Blue Jays, Blake, and 85-32 victors here tonight. You push aside the little skirmish at the end, and this was a night for a lot of folks to remember, especially the Harris and the Long family.
Definitely. Families. Yeah. Hoops for Hope was it was aside from that little skirmish at the end of the night, I thought it was a good event that Jefferson put on, not just for the players, but for the community, to kind of unite them all as a one group to all be here for the same cause, which is just fighting cancer. And so I just thought it was a good event. And aside from the boys game that kind of got a little bit out of hand, I thought it was overall a great event.
All right, so we certainly wish the best to the Long and the Harris family moving forward. Hope the $4,500 that was raised by not just the community but by the sponsors in the Herculaneum and Jefferson communities, hopefully that money can help the Long and the Harris family survive this time. So kudos to them for honestly, you know, fighting through and being here tonight. And as Coach Bree said, doing all of this with a smile on their face certainly gives us hope, gives everybody else hope. Moving forward, and that's the word of the night. Hope. It's called Hoops for Hope for a reason, and everyone needs a little bit of that. And the Long and the Harris family, with what they're going through, certainly provide that for the rest of us. Let's get to your Gilster Mary Lee play of the game real fast. Hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker 800-851-5371 all night. Easton Knoll was shooting arrows through the roof, and by that, we mean he was making threes. He made six of them, none bigger than the three that he hit in a matter of about 2.5 minutes in the second quarter. Those are the Gilster Mary Lee play of the game three-pointers from Easton Knoll. Again, he is our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game, which means he gets to enjoy a free entree, from Applebee's in Farmington only. And Paige Fowler, give her a nice little round of applause as well, the player of the game for the Herky girls basketball team, also getting to enjoy a free entree from Applebee's. Well, Blake Holland, his internship, as far as the winter is concerned, is over, and the young man is going back to Mizzou to finish up his freshman year. We wish him the best of luck there. And, Blake, it's been a pleasure having you around for the last month or so, and best of luck to you moving forward.
No, thank you, Matt. I can't appreciate it enough for what you and the KJ family's done for me this past month of just letting me, welcoming me in. And I really appreciate it. Let me come on and get some experience under my belt, hopefully for my future career. And I just can't thank you guys enough for it.
You're very welcome. And don't forget the season finale of season two of Sick Note on Netflix.
Oh, my goodness.
Be sure to watch it. all right. I want to thank Crystal Wilcutt back in the KJS studio and all of those here at Jefferson that helped us with the broadcast, including Jason Dreyer, athletic director for Jefferson R7, as well as Jonathan Roop. For helping us out, also the Herculaneum Athletic Director. It's a big family. It was a big family event here tonight, and a great way to end it with just some amazing basketball. Again, the Herculaneum Lady Black Cats beat Jefferson 63-44, and the Jefferson boys team beats Herky 85-32. Again, my thanks to Blake Holland and Chris Lewicka back in the KJS studios. I am Matt Greenwood signing off on this Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Please stay safe over this weekend, the rain and the snow coming in the morning. We want you to be all nice, healthy, and well as we come back to work on Monday. Again, appreciate your time tonight and everybody else for allowing us to be here tonight and broadcast this game. That'll do it from Jefferson High School. I am Matt Greenwood alongside me, Blake Holland, for the night. Crystal Wilcutt back in the KJF studio. So long. Have a good night.
JR is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. JR, folks shouldn't let the dead of winter get them down. They can have plenty of fun at Midwest.